much about. You are laying out a beaver trap, and I'm not going to walk into your beaver trap.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Those little guys are cute and cuddly looking. The beavers I've seen are bigger.
And not.
Yeah, and they don't look as friendly, so I don't know. Maybe I've seen my beavers in the wrong place. Moving on.
Yeah, it's weather time. What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, this afternoon, not too bad. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Let's go to the map. There we go.
I can't see him.
Anyway, well, today
these gentlemen are here to talk about beaver.
Nice beaver.
I'm worried about the beaver.
Sounds like the beaver had quite a day.
Oh, you have a boy who plays with beaver, huh?
Well, now hold on. Not every man likes a big beaver.
And now,
and the always enjoyable giant inflatable beaver.
Our feature presentation.
That's quite the tribute.
It's a lot of beaver.
A lot of beaver. Enjoyed that.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, the 8th of December.
What's up, you guys?
We're almost there.
Where?
Acoustic Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what an old hat. Man, this is like my 800th.
No, I knew that. I thought maybe we were almost to someplace else that I didn't know about. I was looking for new information.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, we're
sorry to disappoint. We're excited.
No, it's going to be good.
Okay.
Saw Kevin sent out that email last night about how much he enjoyed the Blink 1812 album this year.
Did I put 1812?
You did? Impressed about that?
Oh.
It's not ideal.
And Blink 1812 is playing, so
we
you
got,
get your...
Right, so
we
that's
got
great news.
Meant,
thank you, Allie.
Yeah.
You got to speak, Kevin.
We translate.
I don't want to go that far.
Well, listen, we got a lot of show today. We really do. And... But we have to start with you guys. I'm sure you guys saw the kid who was fat shamed by Santa.
I did not. Okay,
you watch the news? You don't watch the news, Kevin?
In general,
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
That's right. I forgot. This happened in North Carolina, and well, I'll let the news tell you what happened to this little 9-year-old boy who went to visit Santa Claus at the mall.
Young boy in North Carolina was getting ready to see Santa Claus with his brother. When he got there, though, there was nothing jolly about this old Saint Nick.
By the way, Santa is real, kids. I don't want anyone to misunderstand that. But do 9-year-olds typically have all the details on Santa or not?
I think so.
Really? By third grade? Oh.
I mean, pretty
That's
much.
That's so sad. Okay.
Pretty
okay.
much.
I guess
so he's
you're
nine.
Right.
He's going to see Santa. So in that case, this is the biggest day of his whole year, I would imagine, right? I mean, you are pumped. If you get a chance, if you get an audience, a private audience with the old man,
yeah.
you're down for that day. Let's find out what happened.
9-year-old Anthony Mason, his brother, just finishing waiting in line to see Santa. Anthony gets on Santa's lap.
All right, I know you're thinking really, really bad things, Alex.
Yeah,
right.
I don't love it.
They're not those kinds of bad things.
Okay, good.
Okay.
He asked for a drone and an iPod for Christmas. What's
a drone and an iPod, by the way. Boy, wow, gifts wow. are different gifts are different for 9-year-olds than when I was coming up. A lot of technology right there. That sounds like fun.
He asked for a drone and an iPod for Christmas. What Santa said to him next brought the young guy to tears.
Listen to the co-anchor on this newscast, who's in the background already going, "Aw." She's so sad.
And when I got done, he said, just lay off the hamburgers and french fries. And that really just disrespected me. And I felt awful.
All right.
What?
So, what did he say?
Lay off the hamburgers and the french fries. Little Anthony is, he's
Kevin
a...
Ryder!
He's husky.
I didn't say it.
Why are you laughing so hard?
Because
you are doubled over.
It's a horror. It's the worst thing. Not the worst thing you could say, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, which makes
lay off the fries
and the hamburgers.
Right
now, first of all,
when you consider worst case scenario, that's pretty funny. The hamburgers.
Is it funny?
No.
I mean, considering
little Anthony. Little Anthony is not too thin.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And but neither is Santa. By the way.
Yeah, but Santa, it could be fake. It could be padding. Or can you tell it's not?
Santa's real, first of all.
Well, that's what I meant.
And second of all, if Santa's a big tub of lard, he's got a lot of nerve coming down on somebody else who's got an eating problem.
Yeah, just because we call you jolly doesn't mean you're porky, Santa.
Exactly, right. So we can all agree the kid didn't go for diet advice, right?
No.
The kid didn't need that. Even even if you give Santa Claus the benefit of the doubt and think he really just loves kids and has their best interests in mind and wanted a better future for this young man and wanted to give him some good advice to put him on the right path.
There are much nicer ways to say that.
Yeah.
Instead of just lay off the fries and burgers.
And not your place at all, Santa.
Not your place at all. No. I mean, even if you're saying it in the best possible way, you're not his doctor, you're not his parent, you're not even his teacher, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, unless he's thinking, and maybe I don't agree with this thinking, but unless he's thinking, wow, I'm Santa Claus, and kids are going to listen to me. I've got this kid's ear.
Wow, what an abuse of power.
Or what if his legs were just crumbling? Dude. You got to get off right now.
Seriously, there's a 160-pound limit in Santa's lap. Anthony, what are you doing?
Oh,
let's hear little Anthony again.
And when I got done, he said, just lay off the hamburgers and french fries, and that really just disrespected me, and I felt awful.
Now, do you think those are Anthony's words, or do you think his parents?
Oh, that's parents for sure.
He heard his parents talk about being disrespected. That seemed like a big word for a little 9-year-old to me.
Oh, now Anthony's dumb? He doesn't know big words?
I'm not saying he's dumbing. He just doesn't sound like the kind of kid who'd pull disrespecting out of his back pocket.
No, Mama June told him that, and then he went and said it.
Kevin Ryder.
Doesn't he sound like he should be on that show, Honey Boo Boo?
Well, he's in North Carolina. It's kind of a typical accent there. Let's find out more about what happened.
Aww.
Well, Anthony tore up the picture.
Okay.
What is that noise?
I am that co-anchor.
You sort of are.
This is the co-anchor on the news who's really not having any of Santa's nonsense.
Aww.
Well, Anthony tore up the picture with Santa Claus, was hired by the mall to spread good cheer, and now Anthony says he's not going back to that mall to see Santa again.
By the way, he walked away and tore up the photo of Santa.
I hope he balled it up into a ball and threw it at him.
Yeah.
And then ate it.
Yeah.
You know
what?
He's probably hungry. No. We always talk about Kevin. How those moments in life where you go from you're so happy, like it's the best day of your life, to things couldn't be going any worse. That's what happened to little Anthony that day.
Yeah.
When he's in line, he's getting ready to see Mother effing Santa Claus. On the way back, he's just walking away like what's his face? Michael Cera in Arrested Development. You know, doing the droopy dance. You guys know what I'm talking about.
That was
about.
A pretty sweet pause.
No, it wasn't. I appreciate all the help.
The boy's mother says instead of an apology, she hopes the city gives that guy a pink slip.
Hey, that makes me so sad.
Yeah, we know. We know it makes you sad. Now, what happens to Santa now, you guys? Is that a deal breaker? Does Santa get fired?
Well,
or does Santa get talked to?
No, I would hope he gets fired. Yeah. I mean, that's easy.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
What do you mean,
what
really?
What do you want?
No, I'm asking.
That's
I'm just wondering.
That's terrible judgment.
Yes.
But you don't think that's the type of thing that they can say to Santa, hey, don't do that anymore.
No.
And he'd be like, oh, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to do that anymore.
Santa is a dick.
Yeah.
So that is.
I'm sorry, kids. Just this particular
this one that was playing Santa,
that
which
was right.
reflects bad on the real Santa.
On the real Santa, right.
Mm-hmm.
His mom said it was very rude. I've never seen anything like that. It really set me off when Anthony started crying. I was just mind blown. I wished a million times that we never went. Little Anthony said it affected me so bad I was crying until I went to bed that night. His mom said, you don't want to disrespect a 9-year-old, even though
what the word. We wondered where that came from.
Even though what shape and size you are, it doesn't matter. So she also says that they will never shop at that mall again, which seems extreme to me. But anyway, there's little Anthony.
All right. Holiday cheer, everybody, right?
Right.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I don't mean to become complain, but that sounds awful.
I haven't even told you about it yet.
That was my friend Georgia talking.
Was it?
Yes. Why? What the heck?
Thursdays means we talk to Jim Rome on sports. We also have the worst Christmas gifts that you ever received. Maybe or gave, because Omar told us his plan, and it's not a good plan. So we're going to have an intervention today with him.
He's really magic. I had
really
no
is.
Idea until the Christmas season where he really shines.
Top 5 live performances of 2016.
Oh, that's fun.
We have Dr. Drew on the program today.
Strange man, that doctor.
We have the Bachelor contestants. I don't know if you've seen this or not, because the Bachelor comes back, I think, on the 2nd of January.
Mm-hmm.
But they put out their bios, and they're spectacular.
Really?
Yeah, the girls are spectacular. You and learn.
Well, I think it takes a certain kind of woman to want to be on that show.
Agreed. Brand new internet roundup. We've got your tickets for Rogue One in IMAX 3D, plus you qualify for the world premiere. And we've got your tickets for both nights of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas on the floor. So that's coming up this morning as well. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53.
Ralph Garman.
Yes.
How was your hairspray, my friend? Was it Hairspray that was on last
Hairspray
night?
Live last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did I haven't a chance to watch it yet.
Oh, you're so excited. You're the one on the show who wanted to see it.
I was very excited. But here's the thing. It takes me about 3 days to write and compile Hollywood Babylon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so I didn't get a chance to work on it yesterday afternoon. So after dinner last night, I just had to jump onto the computer and start getting to work. So I had to record it, but I will watch it as soon as I possibly can. Yeah, I saw reviews on Variety said it was the best musical NBC's ever done.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So it's a great cast.
Yeah.
Al, did you tune in at all?
I did. It was on NBC. Yeah.
So you loved it.
There was some lip syncing happening.
What?
I understand they had some. Yeah, they had some audio issues apparently, but they were mouthing over track or singing over track for some, and
that kind of takes away from the live a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Huh.
But I didn't tune in enough. I wanted to see Jennifer Hudson, but I couldn't.
Couldn't take it that long?
Through it. No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm curious. Curious to know what you think, Rob, because I know you're excited about it.
Yeah. Well, I'll get right on that. But probably not till the weekend. But I'll give me your number. I'll call you in the middle of the night and let you know how things are going. No? No number?
No.
No
number. Deal. Sure. Oh. Sure. No problem.
President-elect Donald Trump.
Guilty.
Well, he hasn't been charged with anything yet.
Oh.
Has selected his lead to the Small Business Administration.
Let me tell you, I'm a really smart guy.
Yes. The secretary for the Small Business Administration will be wrestling head Linda McMahon from the WWE. And now we have crossed over. When the head of wrestling, professional wrestling, is now a cabinet member.
Remember when we used to make all the jokes months ago about how, it would be funny if Donald Trump won because then he could take all the people from The Apprentice and give them jobs in the administration.
Gary Busey is going to be Secretary of Education.
It's happening, people.
Seriously.
Right, Rodney?
Well, professional wrestling, that's a small business, right?
Yeah.
He's got some experience. Star Trek. Nope. Star Wars. Of course, everybody's talking about it this weekend, the big premiere.
Taint Wars.
Big premiere over the weekend. Mark Hamill was interviewed by Entertainment Tonight this week, and they asked him, hey, did you have any idea that Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford were boinking while you guys were making that movie? And Mark said, you know what? I had no idea. He said, I was so self-involved in that period of my life. I had my own agenda, and they could have been doing it right in front of me. I probably wouldn't have noticed. So Mark admitted to the errors of a youthful ways, but he had no idea, though he said he did learn from personal experience that on-set romances can be tricky. But I didn't know this. He's been married to his wife, Mary Lou, since 1978.
Wow.
That's a long-lasting Hollywood relationship.
No kidding.
How nice for them. And however awkward your Christmas dinner may be this year, think about the Kardashians, won't you? What they're going through. This is hilarious. Black China, of course, is going to be the wife of her baby daddy, Rob Kardashian, sock mogul Rob Kardashian.
Sure.
And she has decided that she's going to go by the name of Angela Renee Kardashian after the marriage. So much so that she has trademarked the name Angela Renee Kardashian, or at least is trying to.
Okay.
Because some people are getting in the way of that. Her three sisters-in-laws, Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney Kardashian, have filed paperwork claiming that their companies will suffer damage, including irreparable injury to their reputation and goodwill, if she calls herself Angela Renee Kardashian.
Wow.
They're also filing a lawsuit claiming that Blac Chyna is deliberately seeking profit from their good name. So they are suing her to keep her from calling herself a Kardashian after she marries their brother.
Good times.
That will be her last name. Even though that will be her last name, yes. I'm assuming they'll let her call herself that, but they don't like the fact that she's trying to trademark that name.
Yeah.
Because only they can trademark things.
Anything.
Anything that they want. How effed up are they? That family.
I have never watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Nor have I.
If they film Christmas at their house.
Yes.
I mean, you're in.
Throwing mashed potatoes across. That's my name! And boom, gets hit with a turkey leg. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Kim Basinger. Is it Basinger or Basinger? I've heard both.
I've heard both as well. I don't know.
I've also heard soft G, Basinger. I've heard that as well.
Basinger?
No, Basinger.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
I said,
is it Basinger or Basinger? I thought you put the G. I'm just saying sometimes it's without the G.
He said, okay. Is it
J, G, or M? That's what I'm saying. And I feel like that's pretty clear.
Absolutely. Kevin, you already won Moments With this year. Can you just slow down? Can you take your foot off the gas for a minute?
Look, I do what I do, man. I can't change up for you.
Anyway, the lovely and talented Kim is 63 years old today. Corey Taylor from Slipknot is 43. Dominic Monaghan, remember him from Lost? And Ian Somerhalder, his buddy from that same show, they both share a birthday. Dominic is 40, Ian is 38. Philip Rivers. I'm Philip Rivers. Hi, everybody. I'm Philip Rivers. Quarterback for the Chargers. He is 35 years old today. You ever hear the guy talk? Sounds like Elvis.
Does a little bit.
And Nicki Minaj celebrates her 34th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show of his beats.
Sold out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016 happening this weekend at the Forum. Got your tickets coming up on K-Rock. Ralph joins us. You were very excited yesterday when you got a Bachelorette news alert in your email, Ralph.
Because it's the beginning of the journey.
Now, when does this come back?
The girls are at the starting gate.
Uh-huh.
And the journey's about to begin, and it's going to be the most dramatic season of The Bachelor ever.
Oh, it's The Bachelor, not The Bachelorette. I apologize.
Yes, all right. You should, because get it right.
They're all the same show to me.
No, they're
so
not.
Listen. So all I know about the new season that starts in January is that there's a guy named Nick.
Nick Bovic.
If I remember from what you've said in the past, he's a multiple loser, right?
How dare you?
Hasn't he gotten to the end of the show at least more than once and not been picked or something, or was denied love, or what's Nick's backstory?
Wow, that's a lot of questions. Yeah, he has gotten down to the finals twice.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah, and he's been on Bachelor in Paradise as well.
Come on.
He is.
He's unlovable.
He's not unlovable.
Nick's great.
How is he not a multiple loser?
Nick's great, but he's been unlucky in love, and now is his time to find his perfect woman, as they all do on The Bachelor.
As they all do.
Yes.
That's correct.
Because
sure.
That's where love is found.
Mm-hmm.
And it's magical. And Nick has a choice of, 20-something, 24, 25, beautiful, special, wonderful women, and he has to be able to narrow it down. Somewhere in that pack of women is his future wife, and it's very exciting for all of us.
And they're all white,
right? The journey. No.
Oh, really?
There are every color of the rainbow is represented in The Bachelorette.
There's a lot of crazy, though.
Well,
from what you were saying yesterday.
Here's the thing. If you read through the bios that they released yesterday of all the girls, they released their pictures and their bios. If you read through them, you would think that if you gave Nick this stack of bios and said to him, okay, which one of these girls will be your wife? He would say, can I have another stack of bios, please? That's what I'm guessing a sane man would say as you read through these.
Right.
Would you like to meet The Bachelor?
Please.
The girls
very much.
From The Bachelor?
Please.
All right. You're going to notice as we go through, there's some themes. All right. We'll establish them as we go through. But let's start off with Alexis. She's from Jersey. She's an aspiring dolphin trainer.
Not a thing.
So she hasn't quite got there yet.
Nope.
But she's looking someday to be an aspiring dolphin trainer.
Okay.
If you could be a fictional character, Alexis, who would you be and why? The Little Mermaid, she says. Who doesn't want to be a mermaid? Well, if you've ever seen the film, she doesn't want to be a mermaid. She wants legs and be on the land where the people are. So that's a bad choice for you if you want to be a mermaid to be the Little Mermaid. What are you most afraid of, Alexis? E.T., she says.
What?
The terrifying E.T. Of course, the most scary of all the movie monsters, E.T. That's Alexis. Angela from Greenville, South Carolina. What's your guiltiest pleasure? I lick the popcorn bag, she says.
What?
Right.
What are you talking about?
If you could be any animal, which one would you be? Dolphin. They are playful and sociable and live in family groups. Well, you should meet Alexis.
Wow.
She can train you.
She can train you.
Yeah. A lot of dolphins. A lot
okay.
of dolphins in these bios.
Okay.
Astrid from Tampa, Florida. If you could be any animal, which one would you be?
dolphin.
Come on.
What's happening?
Are you kidding me?
Dolphin, so I could rescue lost sailors.
Wait,
what?
You know that's what dolphins do.
They find lost sailors
dolphins
and then
swim around the ocean just looking for sailors.
Well, once Alexis trains them.
They will.
Then what? They give them a ride back?
Yes.
What the hell?
Come this way.
That's how they rescue someone, Kevin. No, they get lost sailors and they just leave them in the ocean. That would be a pretty shabby rescue, wouldn't it, Kevin?
Just trying to work out the logistics of this.
Oh.
If you get any fictional character, Astrid, who would you be and why? The Little Mermaid. Before legs, she writes. I would love to explore the ocean. What are you most afraid of, Astrid? Dying alone and getting old and wrinkly. Oh, sweetheart.
You wow.
She works in a plastic surgery office, by the way.
Mm. Oh,
I see
yeah.
why that is. Brianna is from Salt Lake City, Utah. What's the most outrageous thing you've ever done? Move to Utah, she writes.
That is outrageous.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
That's her. She's from Utah, though, isn't she?
She lives in Utah currently, yes.
I see.
But that's outrageous to go to Utah.
Right.
They party there. If it could be any animal, which one and why? A dolphin.
There's a theme here.
A dolphin, wait for it, so I could breathe underwater. You need to pick up a book. You need to crack a book on dolphins, honey, and learn that they don't, in fact, breathe underwater at all.
Tell me the series starts tonight.
They're
not
mammals.
January.
They have to break the surface, and that's how they breathe. Can you be any fictional character? Who'd you be and why? The Little Mermaid.
What is happening?
She's a mermaid with great hair, she writes. If it could be any fruit or vegetable, which one would you be? Pineapple, she says. Hawaiian, delicious, tropical, and pretty. Ah, yes, the beautiful pineapple. What's more
pretty.
Gorgeous than a pineapple? Brittany from Santa Monica, California, local
girl. Oh, here
girl.
We go. All right.
What are five things you can't live without, Brittany? My mom, tennis shoes, chocolate, music, and the sun. I think we all fall under that last category, Brittany.
It's true.
We all can't live without the sun. Kristen's a wedding videographer from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Do you have any tattoos? Yes, one on my wrist. It's the life of Jesus Christ in symbols.
What the hell?
That's a hell of a tattoo. What are you most afraid of? Failure, she writes. Oh, Kristen. Hmm. She's going to get bounced early, I predict.
Yeah.
Corinne from Miami, Florida. Do you have any tattoos? Yes, but they're hidden and being lasered off. So she's apparently,
okay.
she was a party girl.
Just go with
point,
no.
At some point
on
in
that
life.
One.
Danielle from Los Angeles, California. What's the most embarrassing thing you listen to? The Glee soundtracks, she says.
Okay.
Yeah. Tattoos, a lotus on the back of my neck, and two butterfly tattoos, one on the back of each ankle. Oh, she's a party girl.
Ow.
Right there, yeah. That's a
no
good
kidding.
Danielle M. from Nashville, Tennessee. If you could be any animal, which one would you be and why? A Pegasus.
Oh, okay.
Not a real animal.
But still, not a dolphin.
So I can fly and run and have a beautiful mane.
These are the girls that are going to be on The Bachelor, which comes back in January. I can't wait.
What's the closest you've come to being married? And why didn't it work out? I was engaged, but my fiancé passed away.
Oh, wow.
That's a good reason.
She's got some luggage, though. She's bringing luggage with her to the
that
mansion.
Took a turn.
She's bringing luggage.
I'd like to know how he died.
Dominique. You know. Faked his own death.
Yeah.
Dominique from L.A., a local girl. We got to pull for Dominique, right? If you could have lunch with three people, live or dead, who would they be and what would you order? I would be eating burritos from Chipotle with my grandfather, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Jesus. That'd be an awkward lunch.
That's just
you?
Mad lips.
So
right
what do
there.
You do? I'm an actor. What do you do? I died for your sins. How about you, Grandpa? Liz from Las Vegas, Nevada. She's a doula. She's a doula.
Okay.
Right. If I never had to blank, I would be very happy, they asked her. She said, I would be very happy if I never had to kill someone.
Oh.
You know what?
No.
You could probably make that come true.
It's in your control for the most part, I would say.
It could be any fruit or vegetable. Which one would it be? A grape, so I could get better with age. Ah, yes, not like an old grape, pulling a gold grape out of the fridge. They're delicious. Elizabeth from Dallas, Texas, writes, do you have any phobias? She says, yes, claustrophobia and misophonia. You know what misophonia is? You can't stand the sounds that people make with their mouths when they breathe or eat. That's a fun date.
Wow.
You're breathing! Yes, I am. And I can hear you chew. Haley from Vancouver.
How many contestants are there, Ralph?
Like 25.
Okay.
Do you have any phobias? Not into butterflies at all. Butterflies are a solid no for me.
All right, Haley. How are butterflies ever a solid no ever?
The hill she'll die on right there.
Ida Marie, if you could be any one animal, what would it be? A giraffe, duh. They're beautiful.
Duh.
Duh. What kind of snacks do you like? Cheetos with a pickle.
All right. So she's already pregnant.
Yeah. Jasmine. Flight attendant from Tacoma, Washington. Who is your favorite author and why? Steve Harvey, she writes. Yes.
Steve Harvey?
I have the collected works of Steve Harvey on my my shelf at home as well. He dishes out great advice on success and relationships. Jasmine G.
There are two Jasmines.
Yes, Jasmine G. This is Jasmine G. If you won the lottery, what would you do with your winnings? First, I would buy socks because I can never find them. I hope she wins the lottery so she can get some socks.
You got to aim high, Ralph.
Josephine from Santa Cruz, California. If you could be any fruit or vegetable, which one would you be? Something disgusting so nobody eats me?
All right, she's misunderstanding the question.
She doesn't want to be eaten. I don't
care.
Christina from Lexington, Kentucky. If you could be a fictional character, who would you be and why? Fiona from Shrek. She's got some serious karate moves. Is this like a project in a third grade class?
It's going to be a good season.
Lacey, if you could order lunch with any three people, dead or alive, who would you bring and what would you pick? I would eat burgers and fries with Shakespeare, J.K. Rowling, and Joe Jonas.
Well, one of these is not like the others.
Lauren wants to be a dolphin.
Sure.
Because they're cute and smart. Yeah.
There better be a group date to swim with the dolphins on this season of The Bachelor.
Michelle, if you could have lunch with any three people, dead or alive, who would they be and what would you order? Fish and chips with Albus Dumbledore, Gwen Stefani, and Princess Diana. Olivia, what was the most outrageous thing you've ever done? Try not for my high school football team and become a kicker. Rachel, what is your... do you have any serious fear of any kind of animals? I hate things that fly. Well, that's understandable. Raven, do you have any fear of aging, and are you going to do anything to prevent it? No! Oh, I'm sure I'll have some cosmetic procedures done. No, she added after a capital no. Let's see. Susanna, what was the most... if you're going to be fruit and vegetable, what would it be? Watermelon, because they're sweet and are best during summer.
What? Aww.
What does she do the rest of the year?
This doesn't come back for like almost a month?
Yeah.
Oh.
January 2nd.
We have time for about one more, Ralph.
One more. Okay, let me pick one good one for
you. This is a good cast right here.
Let me see right here.
Solid group of women.
Here we go. Vanessa. Vanessa writes, if you could be any fruit or vegetable, which one would you be? An onion. Because they're a staple item and can be found all year round. So she wants to be an onion. How can he pick just one?
I can't wait. He's going to wear all of them, right?
He's going to have to become polyamorous and take them all home because they're all magical.
It's going to be a good time.
Thursdays on the Kevin and Bean Show, mean our weekly visit with Dr. Drew Pinsky coming up later on, and we'll talk sports with Jim Rome. You're not going to be able to smack talk about your Clippers today.
No!
Dave, I'm sorry to say.
Not even a little bit.
King of Mexico, our producer, is here because it's time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Hit it, Steve.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Yeah!
Oh, watch me, baby!
Internet Roundup.
Come on, y'all.
Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby!
Internet Roundup.
Check it out, y'all.
Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby.
Thug life.
Who's less thug life than Omar? Hey, there's a lot of great videos on the Roundup. You got to check out. If you didn't see the guy getting in a boxing match with a kangaroo, you got to see that video that's up there. This video of the snow and ice in Montreal. Kevin, did you watch this?
I did, yeah.
To see buses and snow plows and police cars just skating down a street, just doing 360s and smashing into other cars. I mean, it looks like a bad video game. It's insane that
snow plow.
Yeah, the snow plow. Going out of control. New Honest Trailer from Suicide Squad and so much more. You can find them all at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. But we do want to highlight a couple of them for you. Ralph brought this to our attention yesterday, and this is really, really good. This is a group, and we often ask, how does somebody even get the idea for some of these videos? Let's take a song from 40 years ago and turn it into a movie. And that's what they did. They acted out every word of Queen's hit Bohemian Rhapsody as if it were a crime drama. And it's pretty cool. Listen up.
I'm just a poor boy. Nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come,
Easy go.
Will you let me go?
Bismillah!
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go, Bismillah!
We will not let you go.
Let him go, Bismillah!
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Let me go.
Never. Never let you go.
Let me go.
Never!
Let me go!
No.
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 No. No. No.
No. Oh, Mamma Mia! Mamma Mia!
Mamma Mia, let me go.
Beelzebub is the devil put aside for me.
For me.
For me.
Pretty intense. Pretty intense now. Check out Bohemian Rhapsody.
Props to Kevin Corridor. Digital in Los Angeles.
Yeah, they did a great job with that. Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel, once again, it's another home run. He takes his correspondent out on the street for another edition of Live Witness News. This time he's asking about, you know, they just, people refuse to acknowledge that they're, that Kevin at least is brave enough to come in here and say he doesn't watch the news because he's a kid. But the people on the street, they always pretend like whatever the interviewer is asking, they know about already and they have a comment on it. And this time they're asking about who President-elect Trump is going to put in his new cabinet. Except the only answers they talk about are comic book villains. But that didn't stop the people on the street from agreeing with them.
What do you think about Trump appointing Edward Nygma for the Department of Education?
I think that's a great idea for our election, yeah.
Trump is trying to diversify the gender makeup of his cabinet. So do you think his appointment of Harley Quinn was a good choice, given that she has volatile mental health issues?
No.
Is it a good choice to have her as Secretary of Health and Human Services?
No. No. No, if she's got her own issues, I don't know that she'll make good decisions.
In a war between multiple General Zods and ISIS, who would win?
I'm going to say General Zod. Yeah.
Do you think Trump was smart to pick Lex Luthor as Attorney General?
I think it was smart for Trump, but I don't think it's a smart move for America, no.
So Lex Luthor's appointment is like kryptonite for America?
Yes. It's deadly.
And you wouldn't lie about that?
No, I wouldn't.
They may not be real people, you guys.
How do you not know Lex Luthor?
Right?
These people are terrifying.
They're terrifying.
And their vote counts just as much as yours.
And finally, in this edition of the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup, we look forward to this every year, United States of Pop 2016 this time. This is from DJ Earworm. And how many songs does he put together in each of his videos, Dave? It's like
25.
And this is all the biggest hits of the year, you know, the Chainsmokers and Drake and Calvin Harris and even a couple of K-Rock bands you'll hear in this clip from the United States of Pop 2016. A great job. So if you've been in a coma for the last 12 months, you can wake up and in 4 minutes be up to date with all the best pop songs of 2016. Find them all at krock.com or kevinabean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup. Come on, y'all. Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 7.
In minutes, we'll tell you how you can win tickets to The Thing this weekend coming up on KROQ. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Thursday. Good morning, Ralph.
Why are you being all secret?
I'm not. People know what the thing is at this point.
Well, it could be a couple things.
Right. There's a big Star Wars premiere at the Pantages this weekend.
Right, that acoustic Christmas.
That thing is later.
We got both of those things. How about that coming up?
So then why don't you try to help people and let them know which thing you're talking about?
All right. Not the space thing, but the forum thing.
The weenie roast, I think, is what he's
just
talking about.
Just say almost acoustic Christmas.
That's what we got.
Well, why don't you say that?
Both nights on the floor.
Coming up in minutes. Tell you how to win very soon.
Will you, or it'll be some sort of riddle?
First, here's Ralph.
Enigma.
Hey, he's going to be a great Secretary of State.
He will be. It makes me hurt. My heart hurts when my two favorite things fight.
Okay.
There's been a big battle going on between Chuck E. Cheese and Hustler.
Oh, this has got to be ripping you apart, Ralph. No.
Sophie's choice for me.
Wow.
How do I pick whose side I'm on? Apparently in Indianapolis, Indiana, Hustler Hollywood wanted to move a store right into the opening next to Chuck E. Cheese's at the mall. Some people were very passionate about keeping that from happening. So
uptight people.
Yeah, right? Look, it's perfect. You drop the kids off at Chuck E. Cheese. You go next door for a little adult fun. It's where a kid can be a kid and where a perv can be a perv.
Right?
Right. Right?
Win-win.
But apparently the city council did not see it that way. City council lawyer Christine Scales stepped in and they decided that a family-centered venue like Chuck E. Cheese's did not need an adult-themed venue right next to it. So they told them they need to go elsewhere. Now, Hustler does have a chance to appeal, but as of yet, they have not announced whether they will or not.
Well, I hope we can get Mr. Flint on the phone for a comment.
They should make like a Chuck E. Cheese's for adults with like adult games instead of whack-a-mole.
Oh, dear.
We
can't. You can't use that word.
Pretty sure I just did.
Yeah, I know. But you can't.
I didn't know where else to go with it.
You can't say that.
I was in a corner.
Right.
I painted myself into a corner.
Uh-huh.
And there was nothing else I could say.
Right. I'd like to withdraw my request to get Mr. Flint on the show, too, by the way.
Metallica! Metallica! Metallica!
Right.
They are doing an intimate show at the Fonda Theater on December 15th.
Nice.
Just announced. Fonda Theater, December 15th. It's their second to last show of 2016. Right around the corner. So if you'd like to enter a lottery now for a chance to purchase up to two tickets for $25 each in a special presale that begins on Friday, December 9th, that's tomorrow at 9 a.m., you have to sign up at Metallica.com to get into the lottery. Then winners will be sent a personal code today on Thursday, December 8th at 5 p.m., along with details on how to purchase your tickets. So if you're a Metallica fan, you want to see a small little intimate show at the Fonda, on the 15th, you have to go to Metallica.com and enter the lottery now. And then later today, around 5 p.m., they will give you an email. They'll let you know if you've won or not. So just want to give
that's
people
awesome.
A heads up.
Will they do this one?
Stop just impersonating me. All that I see. Absolute horror. I cannot live. I cannot die.
She's good.
I also want to give you a heads up because this is a cool thing they're doing. All the proceeds to this show will be donated to the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank.
That's
because
nice.
Wow. Hunger is felt particularly this time of year. And at the show, there's going to be collection bins at the door, so you're encouraged to bring a donation of canned food or other non-perishable food item. And then all the money from the concert will be going to the food bank as well. So,
that's very cool.
Metallica members, Metallica.com. Right now, enter the lottery. You'll find out later today if you got a chance to win purchase those tickets or not.
Hey, now.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thanks for
some good input.
Putting a button on it, as we say in the business. Today's celebrity birthdays. These stars were born on today, December 8th. Anna Sophia Robb. Oh, Anna Sophia Robb. Anna Sophia Robb. She's adorable. She's talented. She's 23. Katie Stevens, she's 24 years old. Nicki Minaj turns 34. San Diego Chargers quarterback Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers is 35 years old today. From Lost, Dominic Monaghan and Ian Somerhalder both share a birthday. Dominic is 40. Ian is 38. Corey Taylor of Slipknot is 43. Terry Hatcher, remember her from Desperate Housewives?
Sure.
She was also Lois Goddamn Lane. She's a good one, too. 52 years old today. And Kim Basinger, we looked it up. We hunted it down. We found the info. It's Kim Basinger.
All right. All right.
Like a singer. That's how you remember it. She's 63 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. All right, now we have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Tickets to both nights on the floor. If you'd like to play the game, you call 1-800-520-1067. We've got a game that you're going to need to know the music of some of the bands that are playing Saturday night and Sunday night. Call now. We'll play next.
Not going to lie, it's one of the best lineups ever for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Sold out this weekend at the Forum Saturday and Sunday night with great bands like Blink-182 and the X-Ambassadors and AFI and Bishop Briggs and Bastille and Weezer and Green Day and Beck and so much more. We are giving away tickets on the floor right now to you at 1-800-520-1067. This game is called String Acoustic Christmas.
Right.
Kevin and Bean invite you to relax, pour yourself a glass of sherry, and enjoy Stringcoustic Christmas.
Well, at least that guy could say it with a straight face. How does it so amusing in the meeting and so dumb once we have to say it on the air?
We ask that every day, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. Mm-hmm. All right, Kevin, the lines are packed. How's this one play?
Well, there's string quartet versions of some of your favorite bands. And all of the bands will be playing either Saturday night or Sunday night for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. You just have to tell us what the name of the song is and who the artist is.
And by the way, I know there is such thing as good string quartet music. This is not it.
I don't feel like it is, yeah.
I feel like this doesn't need to exist at all. All right, so... Whoops, that's the wrong button. So who's our, who's our first contestant?
Bobby in Lake Forest. Hi there.
Good morning.
All right, you ready for your string acoustic Christmas song?
I'm ready. I don't know about the title there, but I'm ready for it.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what we're saying.
Right?
All right, good luck to you, sir.
Good luck.
Wow, that's hard.
Yep.
Was that was that Jimmy Eat World?
Yes.
Oh,
title
God.
Of the song is
In the Middle.
Yeah, we're gonna say yes.
I'll say yes.
Give it to you. Yeah, the middle is what we're looking for.
The middle. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a thing that doesn't need to exist. The string quartet version of that song.
Well, it isn't good,
but it worked out for Bobby. All right, he is in the drawing. Who's next?
How do you say your name? Debraj? Debra?
Debraj.
Debraj from Los Angeles.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready for your song?
Yes, sir.
All right, here you go. Good luck.
That's Buddy Holly by Weezer.
Yes, it is.
All right, 2-4-2. Who's next?
That one seemed a lot easier, by the way, than the first one. Freddie in Los Angeles, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You ready for your song?
I'll give it my shot.
Here you go.
Title and artist, please, Freddie.
Man, I have no idea, so I'm going to throw it out there. Is it... Green Day.
I'm sorry, it's Blink 182, All the Small Things.
Say it ain't so, I will not go.
All right. Allie, how would you do with this game?
I've gotten all three.
Have you now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, aren't you something?
I'm just saying, I love me some string quartet, and I love these artists.
Raul in Wilmington, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Are you ready for your song?
I hope so.
Good luck. Here you go. All right, Miss Allie McKay, did you get that one?
No, I did not.
No, okay. Raul, did you get that one?
Is it Ed Fly?
Yes.
And the name of the song?
Name of the song is? Come on, Raul.
Miss Murder?
No! Oh, this girl's not gray.
By the way, kids. Don't miss AFI at Acoustic Christmas. They're so great live. All right? That's your tip.
That's a good tip.
Good tip.
I mean, I know it's unlikely anyone was planning on missing AFI,
right.
But I'm just saying, make sure you see them is all.
Eric and Alyssa Viejo. Hi there.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're doing Stringcoustic Christmas. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Oh, right at the end. Did you get it?
Ex-Ambassadors?
No, I'm sorry. That was Green Day, When I Come Around. Thank you for
How is Green Day not driven to the studio while these musicians are recording and burn the place down? I mean, seriously, how do they allow that to be done to their songs?
I don't know.
All right. I think we got time for a couple more.
Let's go to Steven in Moreno Valley. Hi.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean?
Hi there. You ready for your song?
Yeah.
All right, identify this. Good luck. That one you should get, right?
That's good.
Oh, man, at the end.
At the end. Mm. What's your guess, though? Sorry.
Terms of Leon.
Yeah. All right, thank you. We're looking for Beverly Hills by Weezer. I can't let Steven be the bad taste in our mouth. Let's try one more.
Right. Leo, you ready to be the good taste in our mouth?
Yeah, Leo.
Morning, guys. Oh, man, I am hella scared.
All right. We're counting on you, man. Do not let us down. Here you go. All right, Leo, you've heard the song 5,000 times. What is it?
Oh, my God. I don't.
You haven't heard it that bad 5,000 times, but what is it?
I don't know. AFI, Miss Murder?
Sorry, Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire.
Okay, all right. One more, right?
Let's
just
do one
more.
We've
got to do one more.
Right.
We got to.
Manny and Azusa, hi.
Yo.
You're our last hope. You ready?
All right, let's do this.
All right, here you go.
Blink-182.
Yes.
I guess this is growing up. What is it?
The song title.
This is growing up. What's it called?
Well, you tell us.
I guess this is growing up. What's my
name? Damn it, Manny, you can do it.
I guess this is growing up. I know, but I can't go with the title.
I'm sorry. Called Damn It. Appreciate you calling, appreciate you playing, appreciate you trying. Only two in the drawing this time around. Our friend DeBrage from L.A. and out of Lake Forest, Bobby. One will win tickets on the floor for both nights of this weekend sold-out 2016 K-Rock Almost Christmas. Miss Allie McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner's Bobby.
Bobby.
Yes.
Congratulations, Bobby.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, guys.
See you Saturday and Sunday, and thanks for playing the game.
That has been Stringcoustic Christmas. Cheers.
Look. I know it's the holidays and it's the most wonderful time of the year, but is anyone else but me pinned to the ground with the crushing pressure of having to find Christmas gifts for people?
Wow.
Crushing. It's awesome.
Crushing pressure.
Not traumatic at all.
What's
it is
the
traumatic.
Crushing pressure? What? You're afraid your gift won't be good enough, you mean?
Because I'm afraid I can't find something that the person will enjoy, that the person will like. It's very difficult. Look, there are
just
a lot of people.
Gift card the crap out of people.
On your list. Can you gift card your dad, though?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, because then your dad can give you one. Sure.
There are a few people on my list that I'm very close to that I feel like I owe a special, personal, outstanding thoughtful gift, and mm-hmm. it's hard to go with all the things in the world that there are to choose from. You still can't find the thing that you think is just right, and there's a lot of pressure right now, and I'm not dealing with it very well.
Okay. All right, we'll handle this then, Omar,
because I don't want to be the guy who now the person I give the present to for the rest of his life is going to be saying, let me tell you about the worst Christmas gift I ever got, that A-hole Bean gave me that one year. That's what you don't want to be.
That's
on that list.
What your dad would say?
Or whoever. I'm just saying, you don't want to be on that list. Like, I don't want to be given gifts like Omar gives gifts. You
right?
know what I mean? Which is with no consideration whatsoever to the person on the receiving end.
Omar asked us yesterday a question. Why don't you explain to people what it was, Omar?
Yeah, so my wife and I, you know, we're a couple where, you know, if we need something, we want something, we buy it. We don't live extravagant lives, you know, so we don't need jewelry and all that stuff or whatever. So come around anniversaries, birthdays, and Christmas, it's kind of difficult to shop for one another.
Right.
What we typically do during Christmas is say, oh, you know what? You bought me my Christmas present or whatever, and I will buy. Like this year, for instance, I got this vintage Coca-Cola cooler.
Right.
And it was about
and Omar collects vintage Coca-Cola
right,
stuff.
Right. So I bought it for myself online, and I told my wife, hey, you know, I bought myself your Christmas present for me this year.
Thanks for my Christmas present. I love it.
Exactly.
That's awesome,
right,
by the way.
Right. And I really don't care about getting a
about
Christmas
what
present.
You get. Right.
But I know she does. Even though like this year she bought some makeup, but I know she cares. So I always get her something.
Right.
So this year, like our dishwasher is taking a crap.
Nope.
So
nope. No, sir.
Did you just put the word dishwasher
dishwasher in the same sentence as Christmas present for my wife.
He did.
It's a really nice one, guys. You guys should see this thing.
That's what you buy the maid, Omar. That's not what you buy your wife.
That's why I brought it up, because I was on the fence. So,
is your answer.
Okay. I guess I have my answer.
So she said she wanted it?
She had mentioned that, you know, a new dishwasher would be nice. Okay. And I was just like, score. I don't have to, you know.
No,
because
no.
You know, I was kind of like with Bean, I was like, man, this is going to be really hard, because right. It is. You know, right, usually what I do is.
Listen.
Yeah.
Usually, you know. Is there something else she wants that you can maybe put inside the new dishwasher? So it's like, oh, look, we got
like
something
divorce?
We really need. And then, oh, look at this, too.
Like a mop?
Oh, wow. All right. Never mind.
Yes.
I take it back, Your Honor.
She's put up with a lot from you, Omar.
Yeah, that is true.
The dishwasher, while she may enjoy it,
yeah.
That's sort of a let's not give that to her for Christmas.
Yeah, because I'm in an unusual situation this year, because usually I make her something, you know, mm-hmm.
Make
something
her a dishwasher.
With the kids.
and then don't give it to her at Christmas.
So it's a no-go.
I believe that's a
no-go.
Damn. Yeah, okay. There's a lot of the rest of the year where you could get that for her. And she would appreciate it, but I don't know that she wants to unwrap that.
All right, I'm going to have to figure something out then.
Yeah, it's a little too chore-centric, a little too utilitarian.
Yeah,
I think,
I kind of thought that.
And by the way, I don't think, I mean, gifts for your wife, they don't necessarily have to be romantic, but they do have to be special, I think. And a dishwasher just isn't special.
Yeah.
This one is, though, Bean. You haven't seen it.
Yeah, he said it was real nice.
It's really a nice dishwasher.
It is a nice one.
I mean, it's really nice.
We thought it might be fun. In honor of DJ Omar Khan and the last Christmas he'll probably be spending together with his wife, we thought it would be fun to hear your stories of the dishwashers that you've received in the past. The worst Christmas gifts you got from people. The ones that you just couldn't believe they thought would be good gifts for you at the holidays. That's what we're looking for at 1-800-520-1067. Have you guys gotten anything? Anyone gotten anything?
I'm sort of with Omar in that I don't really have a lot of expectations for gifts that are given to mm-hmm. me. So I'm
right.
just grateful. I don't have anything that sticks out where I went, wow, that was a miss.
Yeah. No.
I mean, maybe stuff I've given. But not necessarily what I've received.
And Kevin, if I remember correctly, it doesn't matter if you get a bad gift because you're re-gifting that sucker anyway, right?
Correct.
Yeah, it's just going right back out the door.
That's correct, yes.
So what's the worst gift you ever got? Especially, I would especially be interested in hearing from the ladies who got this from their boyfriend or husband. Like, they thought that that was a good gift, and you are amazed by that. Like, the question was, does this person even know me? Are we in the same relationship? Those are the kinds of gifts I'm interested in. 1-800-520-1067. This will make everybody feel good at the holiday season, right? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Talking about the worst Christmas gifts you ever received with our friend DJ Omar Khan, who, by the way, is still available for holiday and New Year's parties if you want to check him out on his website at djomarkhan.com. He does a great job doing that. Yeah. Not so great a job giving gifts to his wife.
Right.
Dishwasher, no, we decided.
Yeah.
Before we go to the calls at 1-800-520-1067, Ann Jeanette writes in, I got a cat scratching post from the boyfriend at the time, and I didn't have a cat.
What?
How is that? Would you think? Sarah writes in, my boyfriend, right before we broke up, gave me a Christmas gift of a yoga mat. Now, that's not a gift, right?
No.
Well, I don't think so, unless she's, you know, all
Even
yoga
she...
all the time.
I mean, are those, okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying if she's really into it.
Maybe. Elizabeth, and by the way, if she doesn't do yoga, that's just a way of saying, hey, fatty, why don't you start exercising? And one more. Elizabeth writes in, one time my dad thought it would be funny to give me a dried taxidermy puffer fish. Taxidermy puffer fish. And to make things even worse, I reached into the bag to grab it, and one of the spikes went straight through my finger.
Oh.
It was a running joke for years with my family, and I'm still a little scared to reach into gift bags. But at least once she reached in and got injured, at least it was worth it because
right.
she had a taxidermied fish.
Right.
All right. Let's take some calls. Why don't we start with Jessica, please, line 8, up first in Los Angeles here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Hi, worst Christmas gifts. And this, by the way, should be a warning to people, maybe give you some advice as you shop. What did you get?
Yes. So from the boyfriend at the time, who I thought was the love of my life, but obviously I was wrong, I got those singing hamsters. Singing, everyone was kung fu fighting. While it's
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Omar's eyes lit up.
Wait a minute. You got a singing kung fu hamster?
Yes.
Do you still have it? I want it.
You kidding me?
I want it.
I threw it away.
Oh, like Jessica.
And it's wait a minute, did you misunderstand the phone topic? We were looking for bad Christmas gifts.
That guy made the right decision.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Heather in Fullerton, please. Up next, line 6 on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I want that so bad.
She had no room to complain, right?
Hey, Heather, hi. Welcome.
Hi. I had an ex give me a same Christmas, a blow dryer, and a toaster oven.
The same Christmas? Wow. Doubling down on that.
Wow.
Now, I don't know what he was trying to tell me, but...
Did you guys, had you, like, just moved in together and you were putting a house together or something, or...?
No, I mean, we lived together, but we had stuff. We didn't need any stuff, but I guess he really wanted a toaster oven, so we bought it for me instead.
No, that does happen, yeah.
Yeah.
So when Omar says dishwasher, this is kind of in the same league. No appliances for Christmas for ladies, right?
I think from an ex. Or from a boyfriend, like a significant other, no appliances. But like from a friend, maybe, like, or a mom or a dad, a dishwasher would be
Yeah,
awesome.
But just not a spouse. I think so. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
Thanks,
Let's go to Lakewood Line 4. This is going to be April. This is another gift, by the way, that I think is going to make Omar very excited. April.
Hey.
Hi.
So I got a toilet seat from my husband.
Nothing wrong with that.
What? A toilet seat? Did it do anything special?
A toilet seat.
It was clear acrylic with little purple flowers, which purple is my favorite color. And he thought that was the sweetest gift ever.
And now, Kevin is dinging as if it's a positive. What was your reaction, April?
Well, on top of it, it was totally ridiculous. It pinched my butt every time we sat down.
Oh.
So I said, get that thing off now.
So a big no on the toilet seat, it sounds like.
Big
I'm sorry to hear.
No
it's like a big no on April.
Seat.
All right, who's with me?
Who's
with me?
Come on.
Let's go to line 3 and Newport Beach. This is going to be Kelly again. It looks like a gift that doesn't scream Christmas to me, but let's see what Kelly thinks.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, guys. Well, this is no singing hamster, but...
singing kung fu hamster.
I got, from my ex-husband, Tupperware. And not even the good Tupperware. The throwaway Ziploc.
All right, wait a minute, though. But hold on, Kelly. If you had gotten the good Tupperware, would that have made any difference? Because it's still Tupperware.
Okay. You guys.
Let Kelly bring it down.
It's very functional. I get it. And
right.
I needed Tupperware at the time. But
right.
At least spring for the cost of the good stuff. You know, the box, you know, the clips on the side of the lids. And
sure.
The...
All right. So just the Tupperware wasn't good enough.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like it. Look, okay. Functional is not what you're looking for Christmas. I don't think in most cases.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kelly.
Jill writes in to the Kevin and Bean Show, can't call. My sister lives in New Jersey where it's cold and it snows. I live in California where it's always warm. I rescue animals and I'm a vegetarian. One year for Christmas, my sister sent me a rabbit fur vest.
Wow.
She's a vegetarian and she lives in a place where she doesn't need a fur vest.
That's a straight F you.
Sister hates you.
Really I was is. Like, have we met? Needless to say, the vest was never worn. Yeah, know your audience, I guess.
All right, let's go to Zach in Tustin.
What is happening with this?
Hi, Zach.
Hey, how's it going, man?
We're talking about worst Christmas gifts.
Yeah, so I got a half-eaten beefsteak. You know, the two beefsteaks?
I do.
Yeah.
So no. Go ahead.
Yeah. My friend decides he got hungry and wanted to eat half of the beefsteak that he bought me for Christmas, knowing that I don't even like
All right. Now, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
You're not going to find a way to spin this to a positive, are you, Kevin?
Yes. Because this is not a romantic gesture between couples. This is just his buddy.
Yeah, but you can't ever give somebody food that's already been eaten.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what makes it funny.
No,
of course.
Kevin.
Is it just a friend? I'm all in on that one.
Yes. No romance.
You eat half of it.
No.
Way funnier.
What are you talking about?
Way funnier. Oh, you people don't know.
Funny on
funny.
Hindsight. But
all right. That's what I'm saying. Thank you for the call.
I know what to get Kevin this Christmas.
Right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Andrew writes in, you're Kevin and me, and I got Russian nesting dolls for my grandma. I'm a 33-year-old man. Well, maybe that's not a good fit. All right, let's try one more. How about Kathy in Simi Valley, line 8, please? We haven't had any sexy guests. Let's find out how this one went over.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi. So it wasn't a gift that I received. I had made my boyfriend a gift at the time I was in high school. And I just put together a cute little, I made some brownies, I put some hot chocolate and tea, like I just put my favorites and his favorites.
By the way, that's a great gift always.
Yeah.
Okay, but I also snuck some condoms in there at the time, because like I said, I was in high school, like we had been sleeping together for a while, been a long-term relationship, but what I didn't know is that he had been planning on breaking up with me for a little while, and he didn't know how to say it, so he ended up, I gave him the basket, and then he gave me the condoms and was like, why don't you take these and I'll hold on to them. And then took the basket, and then the same day, like, broke up with me.
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't your gift, though. It sounds like your gift was very thoughtful. It just was bad timing, it sounds like.
I think it was just funny because he, like, took part of it out. It was like, why don't you, like,
he kept the good part, and, and he gave you the stuff you would need without him.
And I recently talked to him about it, too, and he's like, I had no idea. Like, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Like, before,
what?
It was such a hateful. Yeah, and I was like, how do you not understand?
I wonder how many relationships, by the way, go on way too long because somebody doesn't want to break up at the holidays.
Right. Oh, you have to wait until like mid-January.
Got
to
wait till January.
Not even the first week.
No, not the first week. That's too tough.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling, Kathy. Merry Christmas, everyone.
There was shoot across the cross.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
There are some who are saying it's the greatest matchup in Thursday night football history. And I know that's not a lot. There's not a long history of great Thursday night matchups. But Raiders-Chiefs is tonight, and we'll talk about that and some other things in sports with our friend Jim Rome coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. Good morning, Ralph.
I want to let people know, Friday night at 10 p.m., tomorrow night at 10 p.m., at the Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I once again will take the stage with Hollywood Babylon.
No.
Our last Babylon before Christmas.
No.
So come on out and share some holiday cheer with us. We're going to have a good time. We're going to break down some new trailers. We've got the new Spidey that's breaking tonight on Jimmy Kimmel. We've got the new Guardians of the Galaxy. And all things showbiz. And we get high and drunk. And then we talk. It's a good time. I suggest you do the same. Go to improv.com to get your tickets for the Hollywood Babylon this Friday night.
No.
Madonna in the news. I don't know if you caught it last night on James Corden's late show on CBS. But she hopped in the car and did a little carpool karaoke. I got to tell you, it's kind of charming.
Really?
Yeah? Yes. I thought that I liked her more last night than I have in a long time.
To me, and I haven't seen this yet, Ralph, I'm glad to hear it's good, but to me, she always is trying hard to be funny and or provocative and comes across as neither.
In this, she was both, but didn't really try so hard. She was like having a conversation with James Corden. It was a very funny one moment. They got cut off by a bus, and she insisted that she drive up next to the bus so she could yell at the bus driver, and Corden wouldn't do it, and she called him a P-word. It was fun. I mean, it was fun, kind of charming. They, of course, sang her songs. They started with Vogue, and they struck a pose, and they did all that fun stuff. And she had some interesting stories. Like, I didn't know, for example, that she ever French-kissed Michael Jackson.
What?
That's news to me.
Now, why would she do that?
Because she's wild.
Were they romantically involved, or was it just...
people make out sometimes, Bean. They just do. Oh. You're at a party. It's going off. You just... blah.
That has not been my experience.
No, it has. No doubt. You're a life wasted. You really are. Here's Madonna talking to James Corden about that experience.
You and Michael Jackson.
I mean, baby, I've been around.
Full French kissing.
Yeah, tongue and mouth kissing.
I did not know that.
Well, I haven't had the chance to talk about it. No one ever asks me.
So hang on. So who makes the first move, you or Michael Jackson? Who leans in?
Well, I did, if you want to know the truth, because he's a little bit shy.
Yeah.
However, he was a willing accomplice.
Well, she's still got the accent.
That's what your takeaway is?
Never mind.
I mean, come
just
on.
Just never the F mind.
Seriously. That's your comment.
I noticed it too, Bean.
You two need to be on an island.
I mean, what's the accent?
Okay, what is the deal?
She's from Detroit,
isn't
okay?
Isn't she talking to a British guy, and I think she's responding in kind.
Plus, she'd do it if she's
talking,
about
kissing Michael Jackson. I believe that's the point of the story.
Oh. Yeah, that would be most people's focus.
Oh, yeah, okay. She did say that, too. Okay.
What the? Congratulations to the CW. Their crossover episodes with Supergirl, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow created the most watched week for that network in 6 years.
Wow.
Huge numbers for the CW.
I watched all of them. I love
Superhero crossover. It was an amazing crossover. It was like the Super Friends movie you always wanted to see when you were a kid. They did a great job with it. And so congratulations to everyone over there at CW, including Greg Berlanti, the genius behind developing all those shows for that network. And he is in the news, actually, Greg is, because he's going to make the leap to feature films. He is going to be directing a new film version of the musical Little Shop of Horrors.
Hey Now.
The classic original version of that musical, because it was a movie before it was a musical, and then they made it a movie again afterwards.
Of course.
Of course. Who directed the original, Kevin? You remember Little Shop of Horrors from 1960?
Steven Spielberg.
No, that's not true at all.
I think it is.
No, it isn't.
I believe.
No, you believe incorrectly.
Agree to disagree.
No, there's only one right answer. Roger Corman. Roger Corman created Little Shop of Horrors as a little B-movie horror film about a plant that ate people. Jack Nicholson famously had a role in that
Kevin
film.
Knew that.
Of course.
And then in 1986, it was made into a big-budget, big-screen version of the musical, directed by...
Steven Spielberg again.
And once again, you're wrong.
Right back to the well.
It was Frank Oz, of Muppet fame, Frank Oz.
Isn't he the voice of my boyfriend?
Of Fozzie Bear, that's right. And Miss Piggy, and many others, but he's also a very talented director. Who starred in the original... Kevin, in 1986, Little Shop of Horrors, who was the star of that film?
Michael Jackson.
No, it's incorrect. It would be Rick Moranis. Rick Moranis was the star, and Bill Murray was also in it, and Steve Martin. It's a great film.
I didn't really see any of these.
You never saw Little Shop of Horrors?
No.
None
of the above.
Feed me, Seymour.
Nope, didn't see
that. Ring a bell?
Nope.
Suddenly Seymour is standing beside me.
I'm assuming if everyone saw it, that it's a good movie.
It's really good.
All right.
And now they're going to remake it. Greg Berlanti will be directing it. No casting on who Seymour will be. But it's going to be hard. You'll be hard-pressed to beat Rick Moranis. He was terrific in that role. And Ellen Green reprising her role from Broadway. So that's one of my favorite films. I'm a little dubious. I'm dubious. But I'll wait and see what he has to offer. Speaking of dubious, when they announced the Baywatch movie.
Yeah.
I was a big
yep.
That was my noise. I made when
Same.
I heard the news. And then I heard it was going to be The Rock. I was like, okay, I'll take half that back. And then they added Zac Efron, who I think is a fairly talented comic actor.
Right.
Holy it's Zac Efron!
And Alexander Daddario.
Yes.
In a baby.
Whoa. Easy.
Yes. E mother loving Z.
Just before you came into the studio, Bean said... Who's going to go see the Baywatch movie? So I watched the trailer.
And how in are you?
Oh.
It looks so much so much fun,
They're
right?
really doing it in a really fun, funny style.
Like campy?
Yes. It reminds me of 21 Jump Street.
Yes, exactly.
It's that same vibe.
It really looks good.
It looks action-packed and fun and funny, and there's a lot, in my opinion, that's a great... Look, I don't know how the film's going to be, but that's a great trailer. Because
Agreed.
I went from 0 to 60 with this movie. I am fully in now. It looks like so much fun.
The Rock has a beautiful woman in his arms, and she says, you can have me. And he's like, some other time. And he throws her back in the water.
If you want me, you can have me some other time. And Zac Efron plays an arrogant Michael Phelps type guy. Mm-hmm. Ryan Lochte, even more importantly, he's an Olympic athlete who they bring into Baywatch because they need a higher profile and some more.
And he's an idiot.
And he's an idiot. And it just looks like a lot of fun.
Really looks good.
Take a look. It's online, available now, and I think it looks very promising.
Oh my gosh, I can't find it so beautiful.
Okay. I'm more about Alexandra Daddario. But... Oh, yes! Yes! Yes!
It's the wettest yes ever.
Yeah.
Right? She's pretty.
Right? Yeah, we all know that.
We're aware.
Oh, yes.
Cheese and crackers. Today's celebrity birthdays. Anna Sophia Robb celebrates her 23rd birthday today. Katie Stevens is 24. Nicki Minaj is 34 years old today. Quarterback for the San Diego Superchargers. Philip Rivers is 35 years old today. Dominic Monaghan and Ian Somerhalder were both on Lost together, and they share a birthday. Dominic's 40. Ian is 38. I guess he's probably best known now for Vampire.
Mm-hmm. Diaries. Vampire Diaries.
Corey Taylor is 43. Terry Hatcher from Desperate Housewives is 52. And Kim Basinger celebrates her 63rd birthday, rather. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 8:08. It's Thursday morning. Sorry.
Yeah, back to you.
I usually stop.
You know what? I shouldn't have said anything. It was really me.
That's on me, really.
But it was,
it was my fault. That was my mistake. I usually stop and then you pick it up.
Except my apologies.
Jim Rome. Okay.
Hey, Jim Rome.
Wow, dudes, stepping all over each other. Hey, I can understand why that might happen. You guys are just getting to know each other a
right.
little bit.
Well, that's what it is.
A little chemistry.
We're new. Jim Rome joins us every Thursday about this time. You can hear his show from 9 to noon at jimrome.com. If you miss it or want to hear the best parts all over again, don't forget the great podcast available through our website or play.it or iTunes. It's a roundup of the best of the Jim Rome Show. How are you, my friend? What's going on?
Kevin Bean, seriously, that was really awkward.
Awkward.
I'm great. Thanks for the awesome intro. What's up? How are you?
Well, what's up is we're having a little trouble with our producer, Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico, because you know there's nobody louder about his favorite team, the Clippers, than Dave. I mean, he is always walking around beating his chest. He's all about the Clip Show. And he was so pumped last night to finally show the Warriors what's up. And it didn't really work out that great for him, so he's a little sad sack this morning.
Yeah, how'd that go for you, Sanchez? who is taking this harder, Sanchez or his dog, Rhonda Ruffy? Sanchez, you have a dog named Rhonda Ruffy?
Yeah.
What's next? Giving Rhonda Ruffy her own Instagram account?
Oh, you think that doesn't exist?
Come on, Sanchez.
Yeah, he's done that too as well.
Wow. No, that was not a good look for Sanchez or the Clippers or anybody else. Look, I don't want to overreact. It's only one of 82 games, but that was a disaster. And it was not that long ago that the Clippers were getting run for being the best team in the league, guys. They got run right out of their own building. That was a straight curb stomping. The Warriors came into their house, ate their food, drank their beer, partied with their women, and walked out with 7 straight wins over them. That was a hospital job. Sanchez, you should be embarrassed.
Is there a point where you say, okay, this team looks great on paper, but we need to change things up?
They don't even look great on paper right now. They're not playing that well. I mean, when the year started, they were doing everything right, and now they're not. And I want to go back to Golden State. I mean, clearly they have set up camp in the Clippers' heads.
Yeah.
How else do you explain CP3 getting teed up about 5 seconds into the game, and then Blake Griffin playing one of the worst games of his entire career? I mean, way to man down, Blake. If you're trying to win a title, your best player cannot no-show against the league's best team.
And Doc says, after the game, he says, here's the quote, they took us out of our stuff. We stopped trusting. We never got our spirit back after the beginning. We have to get our mojo back. I just feel like all of those things should be automatic if you're a professional athlete. They shouldn't be able to take you out of your stuff in the first quarter.
No, exactly right, especially that team. And that's what I mean by them being in their heads. I mean, took them out of their stuff. They need a spirit injection. Listen, these are two teams that are supposed to be battling for a world championship that hate each other's guts. The Clippers had this thing circled. They knew they were coming into their house. They wanted that game badly. An awfully strange time to no-show. So, again, it's only one game. But seeing that one game, it's impossible for me to imagine that they could beat those guys 4 times in 7 games. Sanchez, where are you? Why are you not owning this?
Oh, he left. He's in the other room now crying.
Good.
He doesn't want any part of
it. Somewhere.
All right, I have one more Golden State question, and that is, they came within about 2 minutes of winning back-to-back championships last year when they lost to the Cavs, remember? And then they added Kevin Durant. So how much better are the Warriors for 2016 than they were for 2015?
They should definitely be better, and they are better. And the thing is, everybody knew that this was going to take some time, but watching that team last night, they're exactly the team that you would expect to see, except it's coming together much faster than you would have expected. So to me, they might not be the defending champs, but they are absolutely the team to beat. I thought that the Clippers were going to be the ones to push them in the West, but again, watching what I saw last night, I'd be hard-pressed to say that.
All right, let's turn our attention to tonight. You know, Thursday night football, a lot of people have said either is on the ropes or should be on the ropes. A lot of people, even in the NFL, are saying they don't like Thursday night football. But then they put up a game like tonight with the Raiders versus Kansas City. What is that, 10-2 versus 9-3? And now all of a sudden, everybody's all in.
I have never been as hyped for a Thursday night game as this one. And those raps are actually true. I mean, the matchups are not that good. The product has not been that good. It stands to reason. When these guys have to turn around from a Sunday and play on Thursday, they're just never as good. They're never as sharp.
Right.
But the Raiders are 10-2, and they're back. It's been a long time since the Raiders have mattered. In fact, the last time they mattered, Linkin Park mattered.
Wow. Jim Rohn bringing the heat.
Wow. I like the park. You know, you got the one dude who raps and the one dude who screams. Wow. I like the park. I've always liked the park.
That is where we live, Jim.
Come on now. Don't take that the wrong way. Don't get it twisted.
You need to play your own sound effect, man.
Yeah, right? Where's my fire? Right. There you go. I'm not that guy who gives myself fire, but I think I have not been giving myself enough credit lately, and I've earned that one. Look, the NFL is a hell of a lot better when the Raiders are better, and they are much better. So this is a really good game. But, one key. The Chiefs fans are not happy, and by not happy, I mean they're bitter. They're bitter that nobody's giving them the respect they think they deserve, and they can't wait to tell you that they already punked the Raiders in their house earlier this year. And finally, they've been calling my show every day with their tired resets about Raider fans either watching tonight's game from prison or from a Best Buy showroom because they can't afford a TV.
Sure.
So put up or shut up, Chiefs fans. It's all right there.
What is the I know we're getting close enough to the end of the season now where every game matters in terms of the playoff picture. This is a battle for the AFC, right? Is there any particular significance as to home field?
It is absolutely huge. It is, because the Raiders right now are 10-2, and Ali's Patriots are 10-2. The Raiders have the slight edge, but because KC already beat them, they've got the tiebreaker edge. So the Raiders, I'm not going to say they need this game to win the division, but it'd be a hell of a lot easier to win the division if they win this game. And if they don't win this game, they can forget about the home field throughout. So this game has huge implications, and they hate each other's guts, and it's on Thursday night under the lights. And trust me, that's a tough place to play, and their fans are going to be fueled up. That is a tough, tough environment.
All right, fair enough. JimRohn.com if you want to hear the show weekdays 9 to noon. And don't miss the podcast as well at same place, JimRohn.com or play.it and iTunes. Mr. Rohn, thank you so much. Enjoyed the chat. We'll talk again soon.
Wait, fam, that's a wrap. That's it for the year, right?
That's it for the year, yeah.
Oh!
We'll talk off the air because we're friends, though, right?
Love it. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Rogue One, you guys. A Star Wars story.
Taint Wars.
Star Wars is playing at the Pantages Theater this Saturday night, but that's only for the fancy people. That's the world premiere right there. It opens up everywhere else on the 16th, but we're going to give you tickets to go see it in IMAX 3D, and we're looking for you at 1-800-520-1067. We're going to try something that we did a few days ago that was so much fun. Kevin, what is it?
It is Star Wars Impressions. You can pick any character from any of the Star Wars movies, and you do an impression of that character. And then if one stands out, we'll give them the tickets. If not, we'll put everybody into a drawing, and we'll do the drawing.
All right, so you can be R2-D2, you can be Jar Jar Binks, you can be Darth Vader, whoever you want to be. Call us now, 1-800-520-1067. Give you a chance to play for Star Wars Rogue One tickets coming up next here on the world-famous K-Rock. First, though, let's turn our attention to, let's make it New Zealand, because that's where the story happened. Kentucky Fried Chicken, which a few years ago changed their name to KFC, those sneaky bastards. And I think they did that because the thought was that people might not be interested in something that was fried anymore. Like, fried was out, so they said, let's call it KFC, and then nobody will know.
Yeah, I don't know that that is relevant.
Okay. Well, they're back in the news now because they're expanding their products. They're not just famous for chicken anymore. In fact, back in August, they released sunscreen. So you can put that on your suntan lotion on your body and smell like a fried chicken. And now they have a KFC candle.
Oof.
So your home can smell like the delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No.
I mean, no.
Are you sure? I think I'm with Kevin on
I
this.
Like KFC.
Love
if,
it.
If I wanted, I would get KFC. Tasty. I don't really need a candle to smell like that. Because they never really smell like they're supposed to.
Well, I mean, this is an item. It's a thing.
Right.
Apparently, people are buying it. So let's find out. I lost all contact with the mothership here, Kevin. So you're going to have to tell me who's on the phone, please.
It's Arnold Grayson. I'm sorry, Brayson. I apologize, sir. From Candles.
Yes, that's my name. Thank you so much for correcting yourself and getting it right, don't you know?
Well, Mr. Brayson, we appreciate having you on. Candles, candles, candles. Sounds like a business that has something to do with candles.
It is. That's all we sell here at Candles, Candles, Candles.
I see.
We are the world's largest importer and exporter of aromatherapy candles, and I'm telling you, it's wonderful.
Okay. Now, this we got it right, though. This is a real thing that KFC is selling. You can make your home smell like fried chicken if you
Absolutely.
Use this candle.
Absolutely, yes. It's one of our biggest demand items. People are lining up to have their home smell like fried chicken because it's a comfort food, don't you know? And people need comfort these days.
That's your biggest seller, the KFC one.
It's just the beginning of a long line of brand and personality candles that are going to be sweeping the nation. And please go to Candles, Candles, Candles to buy your candle needs.
Okay. Well, look, you're the expert on this. What should we be looking forward to in 2017?
Some of the largest brands in the U.S. are getting into the candle business, don't you know? For example, Budweiser is also releasing a candle. The Budweiser candle smells like stale beer and regret.
Oh. Doesn't sound great.
You can have that in your home. Chipotle, another fast food chain, they're releasing a candle. Smells like salsa and salmonella. Have that in your home. The Samsung 7 candle smells like burning pants.
Oh, no.
Get that if you want. Pampers has a new candle out.
No.
It starts out smelling lovely.
Nope.
And then later on in the day, not so much.
Nope.
Oh, Arnold.
You want to change that candle out every once in a while.
Yeah.
Along those lines, Jockey Underwear now has a new candle, and it has two wicks. The smell in the front is very different from the smell in the back.
Oh, Arnold.
front...
She's disappointed with you, Arnold.
That's a disappointment in her voice.
The front wick, when you light it, smells, well, they call it New York City Subway. That's that smell. And the back is a scent they call Skid Mark. I don't know what that is, but those are the two smells.
No.
And, you know, personality celebrities are also releasing their own candles, just like the perfumes that they sell. Now they'll each have their own special candle.
Oh.
The Donald Trump Make Candles Great Again candle.
Okay.
Smells like spray tan and bullcrap. You can get that. The Taylor Swift candle, she's got one.
Okay.
Initially, it smells like cotton candy, but there's undertones of arsenic and lies in there.
Oh.
And, of course, another big seller is the Lindsay Lohan candle.
Oh.
Smells like cocaine and clams.
We got room for three winners this morning for passes to Rogue One, a Star Wars story in IMAX 3D, which is a great way to see what will be a great movie. And each one of you will be qualified to win passes to the world premiere Saturday night at the Pantages Theater from the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. This one's called Star Wars Impressions.
Star Wars Impressions. A good impression you must have to win tickets to One Rogue.
I like it. Why don't we start with our man Adam? He's on line two. He's in Laguna Niguel to get us started. Adam, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. What Star Wars impression will you be entertaining us with today?
I will be giving you guys a couple of Yoda lines.
All right. Yoda. I love it.
Here's Adam with Yoda.
All right.
Looking, found someone you have.
Okay.
That was it. Oh. Not home, my home this is. Oh,
okay. Okay. All right. You hold on.
I mean, that was pretty good Yoda.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go Northridge line three. Let's say hi to Lewis or Louise, however he prefers.
Hey, Lewis or Louise.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
What's going on, man?
Good. I'm going to do a fan favorite, Jar Jar Binks.
Oh. Who doesn't love Jar Jar,
right?
Right. Morning. Misa, Jar Jar Binks. Good morning, K-Rock. My apple gun. The bosses would do terrible things to me. Terrible if I go back. Misa not going there. Misa, a Gogan.
I forgot how much I hated Jar Jar Binks.
But I sort of love that impression.
Hold on, please. Let's go to line four, Canoga Park. This is going to be Chris. See what he's cooked up for us.
Hey, Chris.
Morning, guys.
Star Wars impressions. What do you got?
Well, anybody can do Yoda and Jar Jar. I got Ben Kenobi.
All right.
Oh, all right. Little Obi-Wan.
Boss, I sleep spaceport. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Not bad.
I mean,
that's pretty good.
That's the line he says in the movie.
That was pretty good.
Okay, thanks for the call. Let's try Long Beach Line 1. This is going to be Mark. Got a wide variety of Star Wars characters for grabs here.
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Which Star Wars impression are you going to do?
I want to do Lando when Lando meets Leia.
All right.
Well, hello. Who do we have here?
Little Yogi Bear in there, too.
It was Lando and Yogi Bear.
That's amazing.
I enjoyed it very much, Mark. Thank you for the call. Let's try Line 5, Santa Ana. Good morning, Jerome. Welcome to the Kevin DeBeach Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
I had a lot of competition now that we've heard Lando. What do you got?
I'm going to do Emperor Palpatine from Return of the Jedi.
All right.
Oh, nice.
It's Jerome.
Now, fulfill your destiny and take your father's place at my side. Oh, that hurts the throat.
I like it. He put a lot, of evil into that.
He really did. Yeah. Wow. Goosebumps. All right, you hold on, sir. Everybody so far in the running. We're giving away passes to Rogue One, A Star Wars Story in IMAX 3D, and you qualify to go to the premiere as well. Let's go to Andrew in Granada Hills, Line 6. I think if this goes well, Allie, this would be a great meet-cute story if you and Andrew end up getting married because of this impression that he's about to do.
Okay.
Andrew, what you got?
Guys?
Good.
I got Chewie.
Chewie.
All right, here we go. Fire beer mug.
Really nailed it.
I would have stayed in character, but, you know, you can make your choices.
All right, let's try La Puente Line 7. Say hi to Diego. Oh, he's got a deep cut for us.
Wow, Diego, hi.
Hey, I got Boss Nass.
All right, now who's Boss Nass? Refresh my memory.
He's a fat Jar Jar Binks. I hate Jar Jar Binks. So.
Yeah, he has like a frog head and a pointy hat.
Okay, was that from the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's Diego with Boss Nass.
I don't know how any of us are going to know how accurate this is if none of us remember the character, but let's see what you got, Diego.
Misa hate Jar Jar Binks. Misa kill him.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Allie, is that right
on? Yeah, okay. That was real good.
All right, we got time for one more. Let's go to Norwalk Line 8. Let's say hi to David.
Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What do you got for us?
I got a little Vader, I hope.
Darth Vader.
All right.
Okay. Your destiny lies with me, young Skywalker. Was it too muffled?
That was just right.
Look, Darth Vader would never ask, is it too muffled, man?
Was that too muffled?
He would own his space. All right. Thank you, David. Drawing time, you guys?
Yeah.
Drawing time.
What, you have three favorites, Ellie?
Wow. Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Wait, do you not want to? Do you just want to? You want a dish or you want to draw? What do you want to do?
No, I mean, if you guys don't have three favorites, let's do a drawing.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Drum roll again, please.
I felt everyone was brave to call it if they couldn't do Star Wars characters. So, Mark and Adam, Luis, Chris, Jerome, Andrew, Diego, David, all in the running. Only three will win passes for Rogue One, A Star Wars Story in IMAX 3D and be qualified to win passes to the world premiere. Who's our winner, please?
Wow. Two of these people I would have picked. Andrew, Mark, and Diego. I won't tell you which one I wouldn't have picked.
But thanks for calling and thanks for playing the game.
Star Wars, Star Wars impressions, Star Wars impressions, Star Wars impressions.
Harmoniously, rocking softly, 808 beats.
Right?
All right, so that happened.
Beck is, he's one of a kind, you guys.
Right.
The little drum machine boy is the name of that.
He's a goddamn national treasure is what he is, Beck. So we're lucky to have him.
We no longer have any say in what we play on this show. We have no more options.
It's a Christmas song, Ralph. Come on now.
It's a mandatory thing.
Happy holidays from Beck.
Is that handed down from on high?
He, of course, is going to be one of the great acts on the bill this weekend for the sold-out 2016 K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. You can win those tickets in less than 10 minutes from right now to join us this weekend at the Forum, and you'll be on the floor watching both nights. So, pretty good deal. First, though, Rob is here on a Thursday morning with yet another look at the show. Biz Beat, what's going on?
Ramping up. I'm ramping up for a marathon weekend. Can't wait. We got acoustic this weekend, and then Friday night at 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I taking the stage for Hollywood Babylon, our last Babel before Christmas. So, it's going to be 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. Go to improv.com to get tickets to hang out with me and Kevin Smith. And then, boom, Saturday acoustic, boom, Sunday acoustic, boom, Monday calling sick. So I got a full 4 days ahead of me.
I like your plan.
That I need to do. So it's going to be a nutty weekend. Right?
Right.
Nutty.
Right?
Right. Nutty. Shocking news. Shocking news this morning. This is a breaking news bulletin. This is breaking news that was just
and
released
now,
this morning.
A breaking news bulletin.
Yes, shocking. Shocking
and
entertainment.
Now a breaking news bulletin.
Shocking entertainment news.
Live, local, late breaking.
We're live, local, and late breaking. This is shocking entertainment news.
Was this in the news?
It was this morning. It was breaking news this morning. Candace Cameron Bure will be leaving The View.
I don't watch or know who
that is.
That's
shocking news, Kevin.
Because
I had no idea Candace Cameron Bure was on The View.
Oh, good.
I was shocked to find that out.
I think she was kind of the resident conservative for a bit. Yeah, I don't think she's been on it long.
More shocking news. She joined the program in 2015.
Okay.
Allie McKay.
All right.
More shocking news. She needs to leave the show because her commitments
to Hallmark movies.
To, first of all, Netflix's Fuller House.
Oh,
they're improving her role in that. And she has many more Hallmark.
Yes!
She's What's happening right now? No one is that excited.
Many more of the Hallmark movies in her upcoming schedule created a conflict. So the shocking news is Candace Cameron Bure has too many jobs on television for this one. How does she have too many jobs?
Good question.
So she can't do the Fuller House and the Hallmark movies and still
be a regular
held down by The View
5 days a week on television on The View.
You guys, Candace Cameron Bure and Lacey Chabert. Chabert?
Yes.
Yeah. My two favorite Hallmark movie ladies.
Well, Candace apparently is the star of Moonlight and Mistletoe.
She did.
I don't have that category.
Oh, those two, do they light up a screen?
They're not dead.
I'm so happy that you're happy, I guess.
So happy.
In other news, The View is still on?
The whole thing is shocking. Shocking top to bottom, this whole story. Just one shock after another. Shock, 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 shock.
Did you see Candace Cameron Bure in A Christmas Detour? Did you see that one, Allie?
That's my favorite.
That's one where she was supposed to fly in and go to her boyfriend's house.
They couldn't get a rental car.
So they all got in the car, and then they went to all different people's houses. She wound up falling in love with the guy that she shared the rental car with.
Best if you just let it go.
Okay.
Did you see Christmas Under Wraps?
Absolutely.
It might be best if you just let it go. Okay.
She's a third-year surgery resident in that one, by the way.
And she actually goes to Alaska. She doesn't want to go there to perform the surgeries, but she goes there just for a small amount of time, winds up falling in love with the guy who also was in charge of the reindeer for the big parade.
It might be best if you just let it go.
And, of course, the previously mentioned Moonlight and Mistletoe. Is that a good one?
That one I actually just recorded. That is new this year.
Oh, that's new.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
It might be best if you just let it go.
You couldn't be...
Okay.
If you're wearing a sandwich board that said no life on the front, and the back sandwich board said tragically alone, there's no way you could out yourself more than what you just did in the past 2 minutes. I've never heard a sadder thing in my life than what I've just heard.
Really?
It makes me want to have a bake sale for you, or do some sort of...
Lacey Chabert was in a great movie, and they had a Christmas cookie bake sale.
All right.
Oh, that was a wonderful one a couple years ago.
What?
Call now if you also love Hallmark movies.
What could possibly compel you to watch any of those?
The Christmas Spirit?
Oh, I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
Maya.
Right?
My world's been turned upside down.
Right. I thought your weekend was busy.
Listen to all that Allie's got to do with all
these Hallmark Christmas movies.
Then Monday, I've got my sneak preview of Rogue One, too. I got to go to that on Monday.
Pretty sweet.
So what am I going to do with my weekend? And then Monday's going to be so busy, Allie. That's not the number one finger. You're holding up the wrong finger. You're not going to see Star Wars on Monday, Allie?
I mean, I might.
You might go.
Yeah. I'm just hoping whoever wins Saturday wants me to go with him. So, getting a lot of tweets from other lonely ladies. Thank you, Natalie, Claudie, and Stacy.
You guys should just get together.
Yeah.
Just pop open a box of wine.
Yeah.
And just
post made it up.
Yeah. It's a good time. Speaking of the Christmas spirit, I thought this was very nice. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, a country music super couple.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They went down to a Walmart near Jacksonville, Florida, and popped down $5,000 at the layaway desk and said, we want to pay off gifts for whoever's holding stuff on because they can't afford it for the holiday season.
That's pretty cool.
Just apply this $5,000 towards anybody who's
what's the address of this store?
It's in Jacksonville, Florida, Kevin. It's not worth it.
Okay.
Trust me. All the receipts were signed, Merry Christmas, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill family. And also, they sent a staff member to go down there to the store and just hand out gift cards to unsuspecting customers as they shopped. That's a very merry thing to do.
About that.
So good for them.
Sure do love that store.
Walmart?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who doesn't? We all love Walmart. I guess. Do we? I'm sorry. Did this come
up? No, we do.
Did this come down from on high as well?
No.
I'm just thinking $5,000, though. Come on.
So they're stingy
I'm
now?
I'm just saying.
Who are you, Bean?
I'm just saying $5,000.
That's what they make. A great thing.
That's what they make in T-shirts at the merch table. Before intermission at one concert.
You're being beat right now.
I'm just saying.
That was a good deed.
Right, but $5,000.
Not good enough for you?
$5,000. They're the superstars of country music.
Plus gift cards.
Right.
When they went down
I'm
there.
Just saying.
They didn't have to do any of that.
Why don't you hand everybody a scratcher? Why don't you just hand out a $1 scratcher? Just
before
saying.
They
loosen
left,
up
Ralph.
The purse strings there, Tim.
If it makes you feel better, they also went around the parking lot and collected all the carts and brought them back up to the front of the store. So they did their part.
And then they greeted people for a while.
You guys are good.
Thank you.
These improv classes are paying off. I like it. Tell me more about Hallmark movies.
Alan. I'd love to. A lot of love on my Twitter. Thank you, Tara,
today's
Aaron,
celebrity
Rosie.
Celebrity birthdays. Anna Sophia Robb. Hey, Anna Sophia. How come you Robb? Why don't you know take things from other people? Anna Sophia Robb. It's an good. You okay, lady? Hey, lady with tuberculosis. How come you not in a ward? Why are you not quarantined with all of the things you hack up?
That's a great question.
Anna Sophia Robb is 23 years old today. Katie Stevens is 24. Nicki Minaj turns 34 years old today. Philip Rivers, the Chargers QB, is 35. Ian Somerhalder is 38. Dominic Monaghan turns 40. Corey Taylor from Slipknot. 43 years old today. Terry Hatcher from Desperate Housewives fame for 52. And Kim Basinger, 63 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Congratulations, Marianne Barrera from Downey. Just got tickets for both nights of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas on the floor. Your chance to win is coming up in 1 hour.
This time every week, we talk to our good friend Dr. Drew Pinsky on the phone about important, important things. And Dr. Drew is kind enough to squeeze us in amongst all the podcasts that he does at drdrew.com. And, of course, his Midday Live with Mike Cathwin on KABC from noon till 3, Monday through Friday. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Hey, Ben, I got to stop you right there with the KABC show because I really wanted to talk to you guys about something. So you said it's in a day where I bring something important. This is really important.
Okay.
Okay, fans of your show, of course, know Psycho Mike Cathwin, right?
Right, yes.
Everyone knows Mike.
Of course.
Throwdown, et cetera, whatever you remember him from when he was your color guy.
Did he
He's
die?
He's now my partner on KBC Radio. He has sunken into a new level. He's also Rudy. He has sunken into a new level of depravity that I can't.
Wow.
You got to block his texts, Doc. We've all been through this. Block his texts.
It's 7 a.m. every morning. I get the most disgusting material.
Right.
And I've started to pray for him. I'm not a religious person. I'm praying for his eternal soul. He's disgusting.
Dr. Drew, I gave him my phone number one morning at about this time, at about a couple of minutes after 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, don't send me any disgusting pictures because I'll block you. By 11 a.m., I had blocked him.
He has to sit there. It has to occur to him to go onto the dark web. He has to search for the material. He has to pick out his things he hasn't sent before.
Mm-hmm.
And he does this. It would take hours of work. He does this every morning.
But he's so committed.
But
he's
so committed. Isn't it amazing that he can still find stuff to not do repeats?
That was where I started. Like, dude, my God, how do you do this? You're a magician. And now I'm like, please, Lord, save this man's soul. He's sinking into hell. I don't know what to do.
And Allie, what happened to you, Allie?
He has started now, his new thing a few months ago, was sending me DMs on Twitter.
Ah.
But you can now erase it before you even look at it. You don't even have to open it.
Oh, is that right?
It is driving him nuts. So he's tweeting out to everyone, I can tell you're not opening these DMs. He's out of his mind.
But Allie, then he gets actually like butthurt.
Yes!
He gets
really does.
When you don't accept his communication.
He then tweeted you like within 5 minutes, you too, Drew. I noticed you're not responding either. He's insane.
I need help. I've sat him down. I go, look, I'm not kidding. This is really, it's just disturbing.
So what is it, Dr. Drew? And maybe we can spend this time we have together to analyze Psycho Mike. What is it about a guy in his personality that gets so much joy out of making other people not just miserable in a funny way, but miserable in a real miserable, sad way?
I consult with his wife. Like, dude, she goes, it's just his way of saying hello in the morning. It's so unusual. If I could get some insight, I think it's long-standing screwball, right? Long-standing
of course.
Of people for
yeah.
many, many years.
Right.
And lack a little bit of empathic failure, a little bit of that.
Right.
Meets diabolical genius. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Like, all right.
Sort of talent he has to share with the world.
It is funny to me that you, a guy, you've worked with him for a long, long time.
All those years on Loveline.
And you haven't gotten used to this. Like, at this point, you're still worried.
So I'm telling you, it's sunk to a new level. It's gone. Mm. It's just gone.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. What's the proper way to respond? Because clearly, if you show him how much it's affecting you, that gives him so much joy, he'll never give it up. Is it better just to pretend it didn't happen, or how should we be handling these photographs?
Block him!
I, like all of you, I have tried every strategy.
Have you blocked him?
Including blocking. And the blocking, you met with sulking and difficulty at the job. And so it's, you know, there are consequences for every one of these things. And I just got through yesterday when I said, Michael, I've begun to pray for your soul. I really don't know what else to say. I'm actually worried about it. It can't be good for his soul.
And Michael, how does that make you feel?
Me?
It makes me feel like Dr. Drew's a giant bitch.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
Catherwood is on the phone now, too?
This is ugly.
What? What?
Mike.
That's all without any fun.
You know what? And I began to pray for all of your souls to the dark lord that is Satan, so that hopefully he could grow up here.
But, Mike, these pictures that you send out, there's no way you look at some of these photos and think that anybody wants to see them. These photos shouldn't have been taken.
That's the point.
They shouldn't exist.
That literally is the entire point.
That's the point, Bean.
But why do you get joy out of it so much?
You know what? There's been a handful of times where either Drew's wife or, you know, a coworker of mine will say, I was sitting in my house and I hear this shriek of sheer terror from across the house, and I run over to find out what's going on, and I find out that you texted Drew a picture of, you know, something horrible. And it's just that notion that I could potentially get someone to yell out loud or shriek in horror.
You could do damage from a distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? It's chemical warfare.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What's the end game here, Mike?
That's what I'm wondering. That's really where
basically,
you guys think this is going to end?
Yes.
What?
Do you want to know the end game? Honestly, I hate to say it out loud, but the truth is the end game is the NSA takes me into custody.
That's a plan. I am on to it.
Well, look, Dr. Drew, you have identified a very troubled individual, and you've done this country a great service by bringing it to everybody's attention. Yes.
I'm sorry, but my fear is, and where I started complaining about this, was that NSA is going to get one of us for just having that crap on our phone.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about scandals. Oh, my gosh.
Well, two people,
you're never getting back on TV if anyone gets to look at your phone.
Dr. Drew, here's what happened is that Mike sent us stuff, and then I said to Mike, can I get in trouble for having stuff on my phone? And he said no.
Oh, yeah.
So that's your answer.
Well, when the NSA starts coming downstream to the rest of us, you can thank me.
You guys, only two people had to get new phones because of my picture.
Oh, my God.
That's a triumph, Mike. Congratulations.
DrDrew.com for all the podcasts, including with Adam Carolla, the new Weekly Infusion, and the Old School Dr. Drew podcast. And look for these two chuckleheads together this afternoon from noon till 3 on 790 KABC. Mike, stop what you're doing. Dr. Drew, we love you. Keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you, Allie. Take care of that call.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Sorry.
Thank you, Mike.
I love you guys.
Bye. We are starting to take a look back at the year that was 2016 here on the Kevin Amin Show. And by the way, if you missed yesterday's show, do yourself a favor.
You don't need to hear it.
Check out the podcast.
You don't need to hear it.
Yesterday was the top 10 moments with.
It's not necessary.
And I don't know how many years we've been doing it. We've been counting down the moments with the screw-ups here on the Kevin Amin Show. But Kevin, once again, ladies and gentlemen, undisputed champion of the world. And it was pretty great. So you want to definitely check it out.
It didn't stick to the tape, Bean. It's odd. You just go to it. It's completely blank.
Weird.
I don't know what happened. I got erased, huh? That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, we're very excited to – this is a top five this time around. And we're very excited to introduce this to you because, as you've heard us say a million times if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, one of the great perks of working at K-Rock, and in particular doing this job on the Kevin and Bean Show, is the musicians that come in and somehow manage to perform live before 10 o'clock in the morning and sound as great as they do. And every year, we look back and we go, wow, how fun was it to have those bands and those artists stop by to see us.
And we have the top five performances of 2016.
Live music.
Music.
We love it.
Love it.
It's legit when bands come in and kill it.
Kill it.
On Kevin and Bean for 2016.
The top five performances of 2016.
And apparently we also have that intro. Okay, so the top five performances of 2016. These are acts that we had on the show that played live. And number five is that wonderful band Kaleo. And what a voice this guy. Hey, I'm still setting the thing up here.
I didn't know how long you were going to go. You said Kaleo. I figured that was the sign.
And what a voice this guy has. And how great is this band. And their whole record is so good. And they came in and they did a little song that you may know and love called Way Down We Go.
That's when you.
That's when.
Down to your core. Yes, you can grow.
Pretty sweet.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Number four on the list of the top five performances of 2016. We did a breakfast with this year.
What?
Do you want to set
why
up the
does
clips?
It make me laugh
why
every
is it so hard?
I was just doing that to anger you.
We did a breakfast this year with an all-time K-Rock legend. For decades, he has been entertaining us with his music, and I'm talking about Sting. And yes, Kevin, now is the time to play one of the songs he did that morning in the Red Bull Sound Space.
Love can mend your life, but love can't break your heart. I sell an SOS to the world.
I send an SOS to the world.
I hope there's someone gets my.
It was amazing, right?
It was so good.
If you like that kind of thing, good music.
Yeah. And such a smart guy and such a great interview and so fun. I love that.
And by the way, backstage, you know, we're back there explaining, you know, how the show usually works. Could it be more kind? Like, he doesn't realize he's Sting, and that's really refreshing.
Yeah, I had no business being in the building, that's for sure. Number three is a band that I am super psyched to see again. They killed it at Weenie Roast. They're playing Acoustic Christmas again this weekend, and they are out of Canada. They're called the Strumbellas. And I'm telling you what, you've heard one or two songs from them. Get the whole album because it is great back to front. And here they are doing their song Spirits.
But they say, oh, have a good time. But we're all strange, and maybe we don't want to change. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. But the gun still rattles, the gun still rattles. Oh.
Remember their other song they did? We Don't Know?
Yes.
And the violin and their harmonies. It was so moving and so beautiful.
Yeah, nice acoustic versions of those songs. That's the Lexapro version of Spirits right there, by the way. Next up is a band that I love, love, love so much out of England. New Musical Express, the big trade paper over there, named them the number one artist of the year for the UK. They're called the 1975, and they were the most surprising to me of all the acts that came by because they really stripped it down. You know, you see them live, and they're so high energy, and then they came in and they did a totally different version, and here they are singing their hit Somebody Else. About you, somebody else. Our love's gone cold. You're intertwining your soul with somebody else. I'm looking through you while you're looking through your phone and leaving with somebody else. I want your body and picture you and your body with somebody. You remember we had Matt, singer for that band, in Studio Alley. He had a lot of thoughts on a lot of things.
He was a smart, deep little cookie wearing a really ugly sweater, but I appreciated it. Loved him.
And we're counting down the top five performances of 2016. We are at number one. This is another band that has become really, we've become very close with over the last couple of years because they played a bunch of our shows and they couldn't be any sweeter, any nicer. And they're local and they grew up listening to K-Rock and it was as much fun for us as it was for them when they came in to play for us, the X-Ambassadors. Here's a little bit of their number one song, Unsteady.
Take me out to the balls.
That is Scottie Pippen, I
believe. Take me out to the balls.
Singing the second
lead. They really nailed this.
Although they forgot the words.
You hit the wrong button.
That's sort of on them. Now, we're looking for the X-Ambassadors. Is the tape.
Right.
X-Ambassadors.
Yeah! Yeah!
Let's hear some Unsteady instead, shall we?
Hold on to me, 'cause I'm a little unsteady here. Little unsteady here. Oh, hold on. Hold on to me, 'cause I'm a little
pretty sweet.
Right?
So good.
What a voice. Anyway, there you go. Kaleo, Sting, the Strumbellas, the 1975, and X-Ambassadors. Those are your top five performances here on the Kevin and Bean Show of 2016.
The top five performances of 2016.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Hey!
Wow.
Thanks, Chip. Thanks for backing me up.
Wow.
Good, right?
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 938.
That's the voice of Ralph Garman stepping in to deliver the final Showbiz Beat of a Thursday. What's going on?
Want to give people a heads up, especially Metallica fans. Today they have announced an intimate show at the Honda Theater. That means there's going to be some sex.
I don't think that's what
intimate
that means.
I don't think so. I was at the supermarket the other day, and I saw this lotion for ladies, and it was that. For intimate lubrication, so I'm guessing.
Is it butt stuff?
Then probably that's probably what it means. So you probably have sex with Metallica at the Honda Center.
I don't think so.
Theater rep.
Wait, when is this?
This is December 15th.
Okay,
Allie. December 15th.
Are we talking about the Fonda Theater or the Honda Center?
The Fonda,
I felt like you said the Honda Theater.
The Fonda Theater.
The Fonda.
The Fonda.
I think you said the Honda.
He said Fonda every time. I think.
Every time.
Yeah,
just
he did.
That's all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the Fonda Theater, December 13th, an intimate show.
In the butt.
Not in the butt.
Is it butt stuff?
Might be. Could be. I don't put anything past Lars. Now, they've just announced it, and they're doing this in a very unique way. You have to enter a lottery for a chance to purchase two tickets.
So you
go to Metallica.com. You enter the lottery now for a chance to purchase up to two tickets for $25 each. $25 a piece. Come on.
It's amazing.
This is a special presale that begins tomorrow at 9 a.m. But you will know whether you are entered into that opportunity or not today at 5 p.m. They'll let people know winners will be selected, and they'll be given a personal code so they can do this presale, and then they'll give you details on how you can purchase up to two tickets.
Mm.
Now, everyone else will have a chance to purchase up to two tickets starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow, but that's $100 a pop. So if you wanted this reduced price at the pre-sale price of $25, you want to enter this lottery, Metallica.com. You'll find out by 5 p.m. this afternoon whether you are a winner or not. And the upside of all of this is that all the proceeds are going to be donated to the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. And at the show, there will also be collection bins so you can bring canned goods or other non-perishable food items to the show itself, and they will also be delivered to the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. So it is a great, great way to see Metallica live in a small venue, and also a great way to do something nice for people who are hungry. So just wanted to give that announcement again so people could know, especially Metallica fans, they could be on the in.
I'd like to give a little plug and thanks to everybody that came down for Friends and Helpers.
Oh, I see. It's got to be about you, man. Can't be about hungry people. Now it's got to be about your pencils.
Right. And here's,
I see how it is.
But here's my point. Our biggest demand this year was for food.
No way.
Yeah. It was our biggest demand.
That is heartbreaking to me.
We
live in a country where people still have to worry about where their next meal is coming from.
Thanks, Obama.
Right? 8 years of hunger. That's what I call his administration.
You or no one else has ever said that. But it's a good cause, and I'm glad they're doing that.
Yeah, the food bank does good work. So do the right thing.
I just signed up.
There you go.
In that amount of time.
Now, see what you did now?
What?
There's one less chance for you, people, because Allie now has usurped you in line.
Yeah.
Although Allie sort of signs up for everything and gets nothing.
She kind of does.
Really do.
She's eager.
Do.
She's an eager beaver.
I could do a duet with them.
I don't feel like they need a duet.
I've heard her sing Metallica. Yeah. She's pretty strong.
Yeah.
She's got some chops.
Top test. Impersonating me. All that I see. After all that I cannot live. I cannot die.
Right?
Right.
Right.
More music news. People are saying Beyonce's a little greedy.
How come?
She's a little greedy. Well, regarding the Grammys,
yeah,
she got a nomination for Best Rock Performance amongst her many other Grammy nominations.
Yeah, I think she had more than anybody this year, didn't she?
She did. For her collaboration with Jack White, Don't Hurt Yourself, that got her a Best Rock Performance nomination.
Okay.
But according to Billboard.com, she contacted the Academy and said she also wanted a nomination in the country music categories for her Daddy Lessons song from her Lemonade album. She wanted to be considered in the country music category as well and be nominated for that.
I mean, why not try?
Because she already has all of the nominations.
That's true.
Does she need a country nomination, too, just to say, oh, I did it, too, I'm also a big country star? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, Mandy. Come on.
It's pretty tough to argue with come on.
Right. The Academy said no.
I'm trying to figure out why this is news, because lots of songs are entered into consideration to be nominated for a Grammy and only five do per category. So she didn't get a Grammy nomination in one category. What's the big deal here?
The big deal is that she even asked for it. Because, yes, it's a twangy song, but it's not a country song, and she's not a country artist. And what are you doing? Come on.
Oof. Yeah.
Right?
I wasn't in until then.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, how much love do you need? How much please look at me, reap praise upon me do you need to say, oh, I also want to be nominated in the country music category?
So needy.
Right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now.
Right?
Right.
That guy said.
By the way, did you see that lost footage of Beyonce that was discovered of her as a 10-year-old fronting a R&B group out of Houston, Texas, called Girls Time, T-Y-M-E?
And looked great. Right?
I mean, looked great. She was 10.
She's 10 years old.
How is your first comment? She looked great.
Holy sweet Jesus.
She was immensely talented at 10. She already looked
creepy.
I was talking about how talented she was.
Well, then maybe she said, wow, she sure was even talented then, as opposed to, and looked great.
Those legs?
Yeah, it's us. We misinterpreted that.
Yes, in this case, she did.
Okay,
look, she was
on stage
singing and dancing like she'd been doing it for 25 years. She looked incredibly professional.
10 years old.
She's always been great.
And so this footage has been lost to the ages.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
And there's a dude in England who discovered it and owns the only known existing copy.
That's weird.
And he's putting it up for auction.
Why would he have it, I wonder?
Because he looked great at 10. Mm-hmm.
Now, Ralph, you were saying yesterday...
Pete's got his pen ready. Tell him about the auction.
So they're doing an auction. Well, Bean should put the pen down. Because they guess what they're speculating it's going to go for. What's the number would you put on one-of-a-kind, unique Beyoncé video? It's about 20 hours of video of her
20 hours.
As a young performer before she became a superstar. And you will own the only copy in the world of this exclusive Beyoncé, rare early Beyoncé video.
Now, does this mean you also own the rights to it?
It does indeed, sir. It does indeed, sir. You means you own the rights as well, sir.
My guess would be $17.85.
Let me see. Let me write that down. Let me make sure.
$17.85.
In case anyone gets close, I want to be able to say who. $17.89, you said?
$85.
I'm sorry. $17.85.
They would ask for 89, but they won't get it.
You didn't want to go the extra 15 cents and round up to 18 bucks.
Nope.
All right. I just want to keep that clear.
Just an accurate guess.
Just an accurate guess. That's all it is. Allie, how about you? Any speculations on what they're estimating? They're expecting it to go for this. Certainly could go for more, depending on who gets into the bidding war. But this is what they're expecting.
Well, I feel like you could use this to make movies, that type of thing, later on down the line. People are going to want this, the rights to this.
If they're going to do a Beyoncé life story
Absolutely.
Or something, or some documentary,
Absolutely.
You're thinking that it would be valuable footage to own.
I sure do.
Okay.
I am going to say $1.5 million.
All right, fair enough.
Wow.
It's not right.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
$3.8 million.
Whoa!
Is what they're expecting it to go off on.
So who was closer
than I thought?
I think Allie was a little closer,
she was closer
than you were,
Kevin. Okay,
you had, let me check them and see them again. $17.85
right.
is what I had down
so
for
I
you.
So I was not closer.
You were not closer. But okay. It was smart for you to bid under. Because
I didn't want to go over,
no,
right?
Exactly.
Then you lose.
If we were actually playing
The
Price is Right, you could have won.
I know, you
rolled. So, Ralph, I have to ask. So yesterday at this time, when we were talking about the Beckham kid and his Christmas single, you were saying, no, sir, no kid should be pushed into show business at 10 or 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many downsides.
Right.
Same deal with Beyoncé. She should not have been out there singing and playing at 10 years old?
Putting
her mistake for her family to push her into show business?
Putting her on a stage at 10... Mm-hmm. Would have had no bearing on whether she was as talented as she was at 18 or whenever Destiny's Child blew up. It would.
But you don't think all of those hours of experience turned her into the performer that she became as an adult? The fact that she'd already done it?
Look, she could have gotten that experience training, working, whatever. She was 10 years old, by the way. If you look at this footage, you can find it on YouTube.
I heard she looks fantastic.
You put it on YouTube. She's 10 years old and she is out there shaking her ass and rubbing her body like she's in a music video. It is disturbing. As a parent of a daughter, it is way disturbing. There's no way in a million years I would let my daughter exploit herself at 10 years old like she does in this video. So I would say no. And in more particularly, Beyoncé is one of how many young girls are put into these pageants and put on stage and are sexualized and go into music and dance that never get anywhere and, more importantly, get damaged from the experience.
Yeah, I would say she's the exception to the rule.
You can't say Beyoncé means that everybody should push their kid into show business because one person had success. It is a dark, dark video, in my opinion. I would not pay $3.8 million for it. $3 million is my top.
That's your top.
That's
okay.
That's it. $3.8 million.
I'd go $17.89. I would go that high.
All right. I'll let them know.
Okay.
I'll let them know there's some wiggle room.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Anna Sophia Robb. Hey, Anna Sophia. You never coming no more to mind you my meatballs. All you do today is rob.
I wonder if she knows the Strombellas.
The Strombellas. They're so good. It's like a pizza. You 4.5. A Strombola. 23 years old today. Katie Stevens is 24. Nicki Minaj turns 34 years old. Chargers QB Philip Rivers is 35. Ian Somerhalder from Vampire Diaries turns 38 today. Dominic Monaghan, you know him, of course, from Lost, 40 years old. Corey Taylor, Slipknot singer, is 43. Terry Hatcher is 52. And Kim Basinger, 63. You know what? I just saw her in again. I was watching on television. I saw it in theaters, and I was watching it again on television because I loved it so much. Did you see Nice Guys? With Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling?
No, that's one that looked great to me. But
it was so much fun.
Oh, excellent.
And Kim Basinger is in that, and she's great. I'm Ralph Crumb.
I'm sorry, Ralph. Is she the one who used to be married to Alec Baldwin?
She is.
Wow. I hadn't thought about that in a long time. And glad I brought it up.
It's important input.
Bean has no other way to find that out than information.
Notice, everyone, Bean has not thought about that in a long time.
What do you think the last time was?
Put that in your Bean diaries.
I can't imagine. It's been years.
This just in. And their daughter, Ireland Baldwin, is now a very popular, successful model.
She dated Bieber.
She did for a hot minute.
Yeah.
We have gone down the rabbit hole.
I haven't thought about that for a while.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman.
On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning is Friday morning. That means we've got the movie beat. It also means we talk to R.J. Bell in Las Vegas about week 14 of the NFL. We've got your tickets for Rogue One, a Star Wars story, and we've got your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, both nights on the floor tomorrow morning on an all-new show.